Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good.
Stop, Don, da, run.
Good. This is good smoke.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's the guy from the Oakland A's who stopped when the guy was going from second base to third base? That's right.
Of course, it was me. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. OMJ and all the ships at sea. All the benefits of anthrax without the inconvenient powder. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this.
Into the groove.
Tuesday. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
My pleasure. Was checking on some last-minute fantasy football, Don. There's a change, apparently.
Should wait till 5 o'clock.
Well, 5 o'clock recycles the scores from Monday night.
Correct.
We had nobody going on Monday night.
But wait until... I want you to win your game. I want you to be 4-1.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't.
No, I do. I'm happy for you.
I was dancing to that song, incidentally.
I'm truly happy for you. But I was just telling little Tom.
Now, what's the deal? Now, did you find out?
Well, I've got conflicting things. On one screen, it says you have 90 points and I have 104. And then on another screen, it says you have 133 and I have 124.
See, the deal is, and I know this, that a couple of weeks ago when I played Charles Broyhill in our fantasy football,
yes,
I went through the better part of 2 days with the screen telling me that I had lost the game.
Well, you know,
and then it changed and it said I won the game.
Did Denver have a huge punt return in their game? Does anybody know that?
Well, it said 15 defensive points, but then on another screen it said 50. I mean, that's a big...
Yeah, well, that's all we need to know is find out if there was that. I don't think there was.
Well, Buzz, why don't you get right on that? There he is.
This is truly BS. This is BS. In our league, we should know the Tuesday after what the deal is.
Wait till 5 o'clock.
See, I had nobody going in Monday Night Football. So it's a question of whether the 90-something point total is correct or the 133 point total is correct. I'm telling you, right now our computer is claiming that I am 4-1.
And I'm just telling you that, and I hope you're 4-1. I truly do. I wish you no ill will. You're not in my division. I wish you no ill will.
You will dance with joy if I lose that game.
Yeah,
Don't lie.
Yes, I will. But I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up. Because I didn't.
I came. Lisa came in and gave me this false, you know, sorry, you know, which is more like saying, ha ha. And then, you know, I was resigned to the fact that I had lost. Tom, who really should be more on top of this.
Your owner?
My general manager.
That's right. We went through this already. Mike is the Georgia frontier of his team.
I am a figurehead. I'm well known in the community, but I'm not an active owner. I do get involved in occasional team meetings, but I'd like to know. I'm still concerned with the record.
The deal is that our fantasy league this year is on CBS.
What, Tom's giving a thumbs up. Tommy's giving a real big thumbs up now.
Listen, don't trust this guy.
Come on in, Tommy.
You don't know this guy.
My general manager of the Golden Boys, Tom.
Little Tommy.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tommy.
An 86-yard punt return for touchdown. I believe that was a confirmed...
Oh, they did?
You're asking the wrong guy if you're looking at me.
Why did you give the thumbs up to me then? Now you're toying with me.
Right here? Is that?
Oh, come on. Would everybody just stop pointing?
Yeah, pointing. Come to the microphone and speak.
86-yard punt return. It's on ESPN.com. The final score of the game.
We did score 50 points. There we go.
All right. So Mike O'Mara's team is 4-1.
Are you sure 100%, Tom?
Absolutely. I don't want to be. I'm not at all.
You're not.
I'm hopeful, but.
See, the deal is because our fantasy league is on CBS Sportsline, which apparently every schmuck in the world has a fantasy team on CBS Sportsline.
Right.
They're very slow getting you the final results, and a lot of times they post results and later they go back and amend them.
Sure. But let's not have a party quite yet.
But the thing is, the 90 point total, which is our lower total that the computer's showing, was based on 15 points.
Right, and we had 18 points alone just for that. Punt return for a touchdown.
It was only 18 points?
I think so.
It would be more than that, wouldn't it, Don?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know.
Here's what they call it right here.
I don't know.
They call it 18-point punt return for a touchdown, 86.
But speaking of the microphone, we're not in your office. Like,
I'm
doing
sorry.
A closing.
He's speaking right as loudly as
I
he
can't
can,
reach
Mike.
The microphone.
He's screaming right now.
Oh, it does?
It does move.
Thank you.
All right, so you think, are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic. I hate this.
Shouldn't we know? Shouldn't our computer system tell us?
It's not our computer. It's because we decided to go with a CBS fantasy league this year.
Well, damn it.
This is so effed up.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But you'll know by the end of the day. You'll probably know by the end of the show.
By the end of the show?
I think by the end of the show, you'll know if you won your game or not.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to call CK. I'll call CK and ask him.
Please do, Tom. And if call me if his condition worsens.
I will. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Good job, Tom.
Let me do give out the phone numbers here.
Good luck.
As those two homos shake hands and embrace. Phone number 877-365-3636. And the local number from Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world where we broadcast from most times today here at WJFK is 202-432-1067.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our fantasy league is absolutely upside down right now with the news that... It appears that Mike may have the best record in the league at 4-1.
I'll turn it over. Well, it says Charlie Broyhill has the 4-1 record, too. Does he have a 4-1 mark?
Yeah, but I think your 4-1 is better than his 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Is this him calling up right now? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm so serious. Here's the guy that doesn't care. And I bet it's got to be bad news if you're calling.
Oh, no, it's not bad news. You did win your game. Though I'm not commissioning this league any longer, you did win.
Oh.
Wow. You have outscored my team, but I'm going to kick your ass.
Man, I am. I have.
So then Mike,
I have the most. No, I don't.
So if you go on that basis, Mike has the best team in the league right now.
Wow. If you go on points scored four,
Mike has the best. Mike has the best team in the league.
But if you go on points against, I do.
Well, no. Right now, you know what? I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm going to have to go.
I know. I'd go with Mike, too.
Advantage Mike.
Thank you all very much. All right. I knew that if I implemented my new strategy this season, the uninvolved strategy.
Hands off.
You know, it would work. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but you're over there in the pussy league. You know, I'm stuck in the league with the good teams.
I got, let me see.
Who's in your team? Lisa.
We got Lurch.
His team sucks.
Lisa, Brett, and Bart.
That's the awful league. I'm over there with the heavyweights, man.
Yeah.
With Cakes and Charlie. Oh, no, hold on. I got CK in my
division. CK is 0-5.
CK is the worst.
0-5. My God.
The worst team in the league.
That was my franchise.
Yeah. That's right. It could have been yours, Buzz.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. Well, Mike, kudos to you. Who would have thought that 5 weeks into the season?
I know.
You know, I'm a game behind you.
Pretty amazing.
I'm 3-2. You're 4-1.
I'd like to thank my management team, Tom. And it's only Tom because I don't think Bob's getting involved.
No.
I don't think he has anything to do with it anymore.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
And good morning to ye, Buzz.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, did I say hello to Buzz?
Consider it covered.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Just one question, guys.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that porno movie you're going to make with Dennis Murphy?
Listen, that is on my... to-do list. I don't know. I'm going to hold this up now, and I don't think you can probably see this. Mike is going to have to back me up on this.
Yes, there's a list of red underlined things to do.
We are all waiting with bated breath out here.
Let me just say that, Lisa, would you come here with some details? I have a phone number of a guy to call, and one of these days we're going to get around to it on the show. I've got something else for Dennis, as a matter of fact, to involve him in. But I know that the guy who's putting the porno together has got, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a site? Okay? He has the site. He has...
some warehouse somewhere.
The girls. And he has apparently high-quality video equipment.
Fantastic.
And we are in fact, ready to make our Dennis Murphy porno.
Oh, very good.
And I think what we're going to do is maybe try to figure out a way to sell it and have the proceeds go to the Red Cross, the firefighters.
Very good. The Dennis Murphy porno just in time for Halloween.
One question, please. Can I buzz something?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Got weed?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for asking.
Where are you calling from, Rich?
I'm calling here from New York, guy.
Ah, well, listen, check with Buzz next week when he gets up there.
Okay.
He gets the best weed in New York.
Hi, guy.
All right, terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. You know who this is?
No.
I called you last week.
Oh, you're the guy. You owe me $100 because the Cowboys beat the Deadskins.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a welter, but my wife won't let me get the ATM card.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, boo.
Come on now.
Wasn't this for charity, too?
No, this was not for charity.
Oh, that's right. You made a point of saying it wasn't for charity.
Kind of way.
This was simply just real money. The guy called and was sure the Redskins were going to win last night in Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I was.
And of course.
I tell you, it was back and forth, rock 'em, sock 'em, great football.
My boys, they didn't... they didn't come through in the clutch until, 1 second left.
Right.
Just enough time for Dallas to kick that field goal.
Steven Davis.
Yeah, and Steven Davis. Poor Steven Davis. Well, listen, what's your name?
Rob.
Rob, you owe me $100.
I'm on your tab, all right?
All right, it's on the tab.
All right.
Although I guarantee you, you wouldn't allow me to have it on the tab.
Hey, Don.
What?
We can bet back on the next one.
Hey, listen, I'll bet you every week on the
Redskins. Go double or nothing with the guy.
No, every week.
I'll go. You want to go double or nothing this week? The Redskins are playing Carolina.
Nah, I might be there. I might get too upset.
Hey, Don, what will be the points you're going to be charging this guy in that $100?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's going to be some action on the phones.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, action on the money. What do you say?
I figure about 18 clicks a day for this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I could pay it off in some ganji.
Well, no, listen,
you still owe me.
I gave it up.
Yeah,
make it 20 clicks.
I gave it up,
End of this day, you can owe $120 to Don, and then it's $140 tomorrow.
See, I hear it's 8.25 on the street now.
That's 8.25?
Right. Yeah.
All right. That's half ain't right.
That's the current APR.
That's what I hear.
You know what? Just for once. I know the math is wrong.
Yeah.
It sounded good. Just try it. Try to fight it. Fight the urge. Just leave the mathematician
alone. Rob has come up to the microphone. All right, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
It would be 20% every day, so he'd have to add 20% of $120. So it increases exponentially.
That's
how they get you.
Did I have the 120 right?
That's
right. The first one was right. Yeah.
All right. Come on. So what would it be the second day?
120, 20% of that would be one-fifth of it is $12. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. $24.
Guys, come on. All right. Listen, whatever. Rob, listen.
Yeah.
You owe me.
All right. It's a bet.
You owe me because the Redskins suck ass.
You're right.
Thank you for the call.
You got the new title, King of All Media.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a title I proudly wear, and I can't wait until my wife of 20 years leaves me.
Because
I guess that's what happens when you're the king of all media, your wife leaves you.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those titles.
Right. I'd rather be the prince of all media and keep my wife.
You're right.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. So last night I'm watching the goddamn Redskins. And,
did you look in on the Yankees at all?
That's what I'm going to say. I turned Channel 5 on, and I see... goddamn Derek Jeter make is simply maybe the greatest baseball play I've ever seen where the guy from Seattle, the dude, hits the ball on the third base line and Derek Jeter goes actually flipping into the stands. I mean, like five rows into the stands, surrounded by Yankees fans. And, of course, my first thought is, well... he had to get some help on this that a Yankee fan probably put the ball in his glove. Then they go to the replay and you see Derek Jeter just jumps over five rows of guys and he catches the goddamn ball.
You know, there was a word used, I think Stewart, who's the guy? Rich Eisen?
Yeah.
Rich Eisen on ESPN used mojo for the Yankees. The Yankees mojo.
Mojo.
To not be the victim of it, to watch when the Red Sox aren't getting destroyed by the Yankees, you're able to detach from it a little bit more. And I do believe they have this thing
that happens to him. I mean, it's incredible to watch.
I want anybody in the Boston area listening to us now to hear this.
I've never said this before.
Mike is rooting for the Yankees.
Wow. I talked to my friend who's a Yankee fan. I don't think anybody wants me rooting for the Yankees because of the mojo, the reverse mojo that I bring to any baseball team that I root for. But I feel differently, I think maybe because of everything that, you know, that's gone on. But it's also, you wanted to see him do it, and you wanted to see him do it last night. Because of the circumstance. And the way they do it is they're down, you know, 2-0, and they come back and win 3 in a row. And you can't argue with a play like Derek Jeter made last night. Absolutely awesome.
The only thing I'm going to ask for future Yankee games, please do not let Donald Trump sit.
Was that Donald Trump?
Yes.
I was trying to figure it out during the whole game.
I don't know if you read film. What's the guy's name? Films Mushnick, whatever the guy
writes. Mushnick, yes, yeah. Right.
He writes.
He got the seat, obviously, to be on camera.
Well, he wrote either in the Daily News or the Post a couple of days ago. This cracked me up, that during one of the other games, Trump was just stuffing himself with food during the game. He has that prime seat.
Yes, which is specifically designed to be on camera.
So he's on television for the whole game. And last night, I don't know if you caught this or not, but at one point,
he's behind home plate, right?
Yeah, no, Trump's sitting again, and sitting next to him is, of course, Regis Philbin.
Oh, God, makes you want to puke.
And Regis Philbin is eating, too.
Oh, please.
Just those two.
I mean, I don't doubt for a second that they literally figured out what seat would be at the camera angle to maintain his exposure, and said, pick that one. That's the one I want.
Now, I also know that our guy in New York, Johnny, who we are no longer calling Fat Johnny,
right?
Since we realized that most of us are fatter than he is. Johnny was at the game last night, and his gal pal works for ABC.
Okay.
I got an email from John today. I want to call him up because the way I understand this is that Johnny, who's our New York producer, he's at the game, he's watching the Yankees game, and at the same time, he's trying to tell his girlfriend, like, in between pitches on the telephone that she doesn't have the anthrax.
Oh.
Because she works for ABC.
Yeah. Right, and that's where, I guess, yesterday there was a 7-month-old baby who tested positive. Was that right?
Yeah, actually, apparently has symptoms. Is responding well to treatment. The baby was taken into the World News Tonight offices in late September and apparently picked it up there. Nobody else at ABC has it.
But they've kind of quarantined the area now, just to
start checking
everybody.
It's
just a rule for all the people at ABC, NBC, CBS. Don't bring your kids in to see Dan Rather or Peter Jennings.
Well,
at the
time, who knew? You know?
Yeah, but still, I think just on general principle, you know, keep small children away from those scary anchor guys.
That mean Rob can't bring Julia in anymore?
Well, now, me and Mike aren't scary anchor guys.
Yeah, we're not scary anchor guys.
Julia didn't get the anthrax when she was in here last week, did she?
Not yet.
No, not yet. She's okay.
Good.
All right, let me call Johnny and get the update. Yeah, hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Okay, so what happened last night? You're at the game?
I wasn't actually at the game. I was at my friend's apartment.
All right, so, but you're still focusing on the game.
Yeah, and what I usually do is I turn my cell phone off.
During the game.
Yeah, so nobody distracts me from watching the game, especially Game 5.
You're one of the biggest Yankee fans up at WNED. And there are a lot of them up there, so that's saying something.
So my girlfriend finds calls information and gets my friend's phone number and calls me at the apartment and says, I know you're watching the game, so ABC has anthrax now. And she works in the newsroom. Like in the area around there a couple of days out of the week.
Oh, brother. So let me see if I got the dilemma right. On one hand, you want to assuage your girlfriend's fears that she doesn't have anthrax, but on the other hand, you want to just hang the phone up and watch the game.
Well, I'm trying to tell her that she doesn't, you know, there's nothing to worry about. They already contained it, and, you know, there are certain dates, and if you, you know, if you would have had it, you would have had it by now, so there's no problem. And then it's no.
But really, Johnny, really, sir, as you're doing this, you're giving her lip service because you just want to watch the game.
Well, my friends are watching me, and they can only hear my end, and they can you don't have it.
While this is going on, what was happening on the field?
Well, it was the first couple innings, so the Yankees are scoring, and I'm looking up, and I'm looking into the phone, and I'm trying, and it's like, I know you have trash skin on your finger. It's not anthrax.
Damn. And the game's on. Yeah. You know, nothing will take a guy away from the ball game.
That's it. Well, that was the decision last night, right? ABC, the anthrax broadcast.
Amazing.
That's the decision that John was stuck with last night. Whether to walk his girlfriend off the ledge or watch the game. In the end, I know that you did both, but which do you think you gave more attention to?
Well, the first call, I gave more attention to the call.
Yeah.
The second call, 5 minutes later after I hung up, then it was more attention to the game.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
All right, so that's the update from New York, Johnny. And, anthrax at ABC, and the Yankees win, and God damn it, the Redskins, they cannot suck enough.
No, God.
Let me see. The decision is now 99.9% sure that, in fact, my brother will be spending the weekend with me.
Now, that 0.1%, Don, I'm curious about that.
It's on him. It's not on me.
Okay.
It's on him.
You take him to the game and all that?
Yep.
Okay,
that's the decision.
What a great weekend it'll be for him.
Yeah. Rita was on the website today. You know, it's funny how my wife's mind works. That, you know, I love my in-laws and my wife's whole family. And there's never been a question of if ever there's a need, we're there. I mean, I'm glad to bestow fabulously wealthy gifts upon my family.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah, well, you listen. Come on, listen. I bought my in-laws a car a couple of years ago.
Generosity.
That's something I like to brag about, because that's something like you only hear like athletes do when they like buy houses for their moms and stuff.
Well, and in the purest sense of the concept, it makes you feel just as good as it does them. I mean, it really is a great feeling to be able to do that for somebody.
Absolutely. And
not that I would ever do it for anybody.
And I bought him a car. Anyway, my point in all of this is that I'm, you know, extremely generous with her family, you know, with her parents, because I love them like I love my own parents, and I know, and like I would love my own parents. Of course, I hate my own parents. I'm on the standing in the kitchen today, and I'm on the phone, and I see my wife's on like Travelocity.com, and funny how when it's, you know, my brother coming out here, he's going to be flying like on Anthrax Air, a flight out of Midway in Chicago. Not out of O'Hare now, right. Out of Midway, of course, which is like, you know, you might as well just fly out of some guy's driveway.
Hey, come on now, it's a fine airport. I flew into there in a blizzard one time.
It's a nobody heard of this airline.
And, difficult to land during that blizzard too, with no lights.
And of course, it's like, and the let me see. She says, well, if we fly him on American Airlines, oh look at this, he has to stop at a layover in New York. He won't like that. And look, it's $595. But if we fly him here on Anthrax here, why it's like $180.
There you go.
So I guess that's the plan, that he's going to be strapped to the airplane
on the fuselage
on Anthrax Air,
one of the cheap seats.
And I'll let you know, Thursday night he's going to call me and give me the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Good.
But I thought about it last night. He called last night and I said, what the hell, you know, come out, you're my brother,
have fun,
come out. But I did.
Will we get him on the show?
Yeah, and I did put parameters. I said, want you to come visit. Emphasize the word visit,
not a permanent stay.
Right. Uh-huh. If you want to look for a job in the D.C. area, that's great. If you'd like to look for a job in the New York area, that's great.
Right.
But just understand that this is a visit.
A visit.
You'll be coming on Friday, and you will be leaving on Monday.
He will stamp his visa.
And he was, you know, he was tracking with what I was saying.
Well, that's good. That's fair.
He said to me last night, he says, oh, I know, because you think I'm going to come and live with you. And I said, yes, okay, bingo there. There you go. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
So he's kind of a free spirit now. He wants out. Wow. He wants to explore.
He desperately wants to escape Wisconsin. He wants to climb the wall and escape.
Good.
So I'll let you know, but the invitation is there, and sure does look like he'll be coming in.
All right, and that'll be about, Thursday or something like that?
I think Friday morning.
Friday morning.
So he'll be here before the end of the show on Friday.
Good.
And then have him around all weekend and get him out on Monday. Mm-hmm. So that's the thought with my brother Jim.
Good.
Because I know I talked about that on the show yesterday. Well, we have, let me see, stations. We have so many new stations that have signed on now that we've not even said hello to. You know that 100X in Madison, Wisconsin, okay. Then the station in West Virginia that we didn't know that we were on.
Oh, we've got a confirmation on that one?
Yes, that's WMMN.
FM?
No.
AM.
AM.
Live?
Yes.
Good.
Then you have, Mike, now help me with this, is Harwich, Massachusetts?
Harwich, yeah. It was H-A-R-W-I-T...
H-A-R-W-I-C-H.
Okay, let me see it written down.
Well, look at my handwriting. You're never going to feel it. Figure it out from... It's H-A-R...
Harwich. I think it's Harwich.
W-I-C-H.
Harwich.
And that's W-D-V-T 93.5 FM.
Okay. Do we know what part of...
Nope.
Massachusetts it's in?
Nope, not.
Harwich sounds like it may not be down near the Cape, but I never know.
Not a clue.
If you're listening to us in Harwich or thereabouts, please specify where it is.
And then you got Hammond, Indiana. God knows where this station is.
Hammond, Indiana.
WJOB.
The job.
The job.
We're on the job. I can hear the format. It's the job. We get the job done. No. Your satisfaction is job one.
If they're smart, they're going to say, this is the station that blows.
Right.
The job.
Or you can say, give this station a hand.
Okay. You've got, the station in Seattle, KQBZ. We had that.
On the rim.
That's 100.3 FM. Portland, Oregon. KUPL 98.7 FM. And we did finally find out the Salt Lake City station. KWUN.
What a fascinating network we have.
Yes.
What a little sporadic little, you know, outside of New York and Washington, we're hitting all over the country.
Yeah, we're starting to grow again, like a fungus, like an algae. So welcome, if you're
great
hearing
to be on the job.
If you're hearing us now, you'll probably hate us at first. Most people do. Mm-hmm. You got to give the show, 30, 60, 90... 120, 180.
Oh, a year.
A year. You got to give it 365 days to really get into
then you'll track with it.
What the show is all about. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Oh, good. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hello.
Oh, wow. Hi, my name is Lydia. I'm calling from New York.
Hi there.
Lydia.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is because I'm looking through the paper. I'm trying to find a job for myself,
yeah.
And I found this really weird ad.
Okay.
In the paper, and it says, nuclear power training. Openings for high school grads ages 17 to 34.
Oh, God damn.
Must be in good physical condition and willing to relocate. Good pay and benefits. Call blah, 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 Monday through Friday. U.S. citizenship and green card required.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yes, please.
Now, why do you think that? I mean, am I the only one who doesn't think that's all that weird?
Well, no, listen, I think it's weird that...
It's to work at a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, right. I would like to think, and maybe this is what you were thinking, honey, I'd like to think that maybe... That to me, those are like the job requirements to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You ever watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, okay, Mike. Hello, The Simpsons is a cartoon.
Oh, it's real, Don.
Oh, come on. And that sounds to me like what you would see if McDonald's was trying to hire a manager.
No, I think if you're working at a nuclear power plant, it's like working at any, oil plant or something like that. You know, you throw a switch here, throw a switch there, you get training. You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Oh, I think you do. I don't want dumb guys working on our nuclear power plants.
No, I think that the certain people that are a part of the nuclear family, have to, have to do the smart stuff. But I think there are a lot of other people that, yeah. Just scrape the stuff off your shoes.
Oh, I think even for the menial tasks, you got to have a guy with at least
high school diploma.
What? No, more than that.
No way.
Goddamn, Forrest Gump had a high school diploma.
Hey, but you're talking about a Joe job.
Forrest Gump was a borderline retard. He had the 75 IQ.
I would say venture to say you probably have some borderline retards in nuclear power plants.
Yeah, I know, and I think right now we should clean them out.
Nah.
We should get all smart guys in there.
Now, see, you get the people, the smart guys are in the positions where they have to be smart.
No, but see, the thing is, you got to...
The other people are the ones that, carry the plutonium or something.
No, but the problem is, you got a dumb guy who's working in a place with smart guys. What happens if the dumb guy walks into the place where the smart guy is and he goes, hey, this looks like fun?
That's how you put up a real, complicated code.
The problem is the smart guy will get tired of the repetition, grow irate, build a bomb, and kill everybody.
That's true.
He
need to take someone who's low in intelligence so they can deal with the monotony of
it. There you go. A real complicated code like what, like your birthday? I mean, goddamn, I'm constantly having to change my my PIN number because I'm realizing...
Right, if I have to hang around Rob anymore, I'm going to have to change mine.
What is my... Mike's is 33.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Hey,
freaked me out.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, come on, you.
You made me hit the delay. Rob already said it on the air.
I know. Stop. Everybody just stop.
I never said it on the air.
Hey.
Is that it? Did I remember it?
That's it. I'm changing it.
Don't change it.
Jesus Christ.
I've got a kid to put through college.
Oh, my God. And I know what it, you better change it, because you know why? Anyone who knows it, I know how you got that. That's your age. And someone else's age, right?
No. No, because he's had it for 10 years.
For 10 years. That's not your age and your wife's age?
No.
But it is your age and your wife's age.
No. No. You know, Jesus Christ. You know, now everybody knows it.
Well, change it.
I don't want to change it.
Change it.
You know, you got a lot in her. Change it. You sit there. No,
I change.
Don't broadcast it.
I change mine all the time.
I don't. I don't.
I change mine all the time.
And that's not it.
That's it. But, you know, it's now. God, what the hell am I doing with this? Everybody, how the hell did you know this?
Rob said it on the air, and I remembered it. Rob said it on the air when we were up in New York last week.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I said it at dinner.
Yeah,
it was not on the air.
It wasn't on the air.
Not on the air. There was only one five suspect.
How the hell did you remember that?
I don't know. I can't remember what I had for breakfast today, but I remembered your ATM number.
That is Kreskin-like.
There you go. I got it.
That is really Kreskin-like.
Huh?
Don't change it.
No, I'm changing it today.
Don't.
Isn't it involved? See,
it is.
Here's where you got me.
No, it's
very complicated.
It is not complicated. Now, Buzz, come on. Now, Buzz is busting your balls. Buzz is winking at me with this. Mike, it's not complicated at all.
Yeah, we know how you don't mind inconvenience, Buzz.
It's not complicated to change your ATM PIN number.
It's been so very long.
Which is why you should change it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the reason I changed mine recently. When I had to pay for the whores that Frieda wouldn't allow us to have on the show, and I sent John down on the street with my ATM card, I had to write down...
Yeah,
the number. And so it was the first thing I did that night. I left the station, I went to the thing, and I changed the ATM number.
Okay, all right.
Except, you know, I realized the next day that simply putting my birthday and the year I was born backwards, that probably wouldn't fool anybody, because that's what...
I think anybody would really be diligent trying to get, but they have to get your card first, too.
Yeah, unless they got one of them things, like in the movies, you know.
Oh, yeah, one of those things where they can just put a card
in. One of them things you just slide it in there and it, like, and it goes, and an act.
Man, you know,
it tells you the number anyway.
With mail, with all this anthrax, with all this crap, and now these ATM, I just want to start trading beaver pelts again.
All I know is that today I'm going to your bank and I'm going to clean you out because I got the four magic numbers right here. I got the magic numbers. What are you going to do?
Call my bank.
Call your bank?
Call my banker.
Too late. What if I've already got one of my underlings going to the bank right now? And well, keep in mind, I've known the number for a week. I've known it for a week. Have you checked your balance over the last week?
I would like to think I trust you.
Come on, I'm busting your balls.
I would like to think
Mike, I was just a little short on cash. And I know that you're always good for it.
I am good for
it. You're always good for
it. Absolutely. Always a good pad. A good pad of cash.
Now, but listen, change your ATM number all the time. Change your AOL password number all the time. I do that constantly, too, just because I'm paranoid. And we should not let retards work in our nuclear power plants.
Yeah, I think that you're probably not going to be able to change that.
What?
You're not going to be, because of what they pay them, you're not going to be able to get the skilled, educated workforce that you would demand for your low-level jobs in the nuclear power plant.
Well, that's why we have McDonald's. That's what those people should be doing. They should
McDonald's,
be working at McDonald's.
McDonald's just not high school graduates either. I think McDonald's has a lot of people that are, you know, news with this country, if hello. I can say it gently.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
That's about as gently as I can
say. Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. I'd just like to take a time to thank WMMN in Fairmont, West Virginia for holding you guys, for sure. Bringing you guys on the air.
Yes, they're holding us. They're holding us hostage.
Yeah, they're holding
against our will.
Against our will.
It's really great. I've been listening to you guys for a couple months now, and it was all because of WMMN and not of Fairmont, West Virginia.
Beautiful. Well, we've been on there a couple of months, and I just got the official word today.
Good.
From Westwood One, that's one of our news stations. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. The caller you had, the lady about the nuclear power plants,
mm-hmm.
That's a U.S. Navy ad.
What about the new U.S. Navy?
You mean that's an ad for somebody to join the Navy?
Yes. It's the nuclear power program they have for the ships.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the hardest to get people to get into because it's a difficult training facility. You know.
Did you pass it?
No. Not a chance this guy did.
No, I was in for 9.5 years in that program.
Did you get out of it?
Yes.
But it's hard, but to work at a nuclear power...
But he doesn't tell you it's a two-year program.
On a sub, I mean, if you're in the nuclear power thing on a sub, you got to be...
Nuclear submarines are the best.
You got to be a smart guy,
best
right?
And the brightest of the Navy,
right,
yes.
Okay, good. No retards there. Correct?
You have to have the brightest people on submarines.
But problem is the time that you have to spend on the ship and the work that you have to do, it's hard to get people in.
Right,
and keep them in.
Well, what's your name, Gary?
Yes.
Gary, let me ask you a question. Oh, what's your PIN number?
1234.
Very good.
Might be.
Now, what did you do in the nuclear program?
I was a nuclear reactor operator.
On a sub?
On an aircraft carrier.
On an aircraft carrier. Okay, good for you.
So you're not a dumb guy?
Not most of the time, anyway.
All right,
with the training and all, shouldn't you pronounce it nuclear?
What did he say? Nuclear.
Nuclear. He keeps saying nuclear.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
Nuclear. You know who corrected me on that one?
Who?
Dennis Miller.
Really?
I was interviewing him, and he said, "I said, how do you feel about nuclear power?" And he said, "Not as bad as I do about people that say nuclear." And I said, "Oh, it's." He said, "It's nuclear."
Dennis Miller said that to you?
Yes.
Comedian Dennis Miller?
The comedian Dennis Miller.
Oh, that's right. He was on the show that time.
Yep. And he corrected me, and I felt about yay big.
Yeah. Well,
I decked him.
Yeah,
took about 3 teeth out.
Why so short?
Him. Boom.
All right, well, I'll check it out. I'll go to the library and look for it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. I don't know. A nuclear reactor guy, I'm not sure, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. See, that's why we got to have higher standards.
I'm coming around on that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, all this talk of the nuclear power is making me think of Homer Simpson. I don't think we're too safe.
All right, again, like I had to say to Mike.
Yeah, and again, were you listening to the show like 30 seconds ago?
I'm going to reiterate, that's a cartoon.
Oh, only been on about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, thank you, my friend. Listen, right. I just want to tell you, me and Mike, comedy-trained minds.
Mm-hmm.
Mike came up with that.
Right.
25 minutes ago.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you very much.
Good job. 25 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, I know we got a break, but we do have a guy. We have the luxury of broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and joining us now from, I do not want to give away his name, but he does work at the nuclear power. See, now you're not even going to let me go through this setup.
No, please, go ahead. Wait, where does he work exactly?
He works something to do with the nuclear power at the Navy.
It's a secret job, isn't it?
Yes, here he is now.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
You know, I'm never able to fool you on that anymore, am I? I'm
never.
One of these times, someone really important is going to call, and you're going to think it's Tom Gavin.
Hey, guys.
How are things at the nuclear reactor?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
They're not doing anything.
Explain it.
I don't know anything.
There you go.
Can you tell me something, General?
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
I know y'all play November 2nd.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Got your band schedule memorized?
Tom misses it by like a day.
I know.
Every time. Isn't that November 3rd, Tom?
No, November 2nd at Main Street, USA in Annandale.
All right, I'm pretty sure, I am reasonably sure that Tom has the date off by a day.
You know, hey, Tom.
Friday or Saturday?
Hey,
Saturday.
Yeah, 3rd.
Yes.
You want to know what Mike's PIN number is?
No.
He's a guy. Be safe to give it to. Tom, can you tell me how nuclear power works?
N-E-W.
No. I didn't ask you to spell it. How does nuclear power work? What have we used nuclear power for in the past?
Electricity.
Very good, Tom.
How has the United States used nuclear hydrogen bombs before? Who did we bomb the hell out of with a nuke? Who did we drop a nuke on back in WW2?
WW2?
Yeah. We dropped a nuke on somebody. They were effing with us, and we dropped a nuke on them.
Yeah, back then they called it the atom bomb.
Who was it? Who did we nuke?
Air Force.
No. It's a country. What country did the United States...
Kuwait?
No.
Give him one more chance.
Afghanistan.
No, Tom.
No, that's currently, Tom. That's who we're fighting currently.
It was back in World War II
when you were a boy.
The big one.
How old are you, Tom?
40.
40. Okay, so this is in your lifetime. I mean, you should have learned this in school.
Right.
I'll give you a hint. The town, the city, it was started with the letter H. Hero.
Yo.
I'll give you another hint, Tom. It's the same country that gave us Pokemon.
Hiroshima.
Japan.
Hiroshima.
And the country?
Yoshima.
No.
Yoshima.
Yes,
she's right.
Yoshima.
I'll give you another hint, Tom. Spell Japan?
What?
Can you spell Japan?
Japan?
Yes, spell Japan.
J-A-M-A-N-E-Y.
Perfect. Germany.
Right.
Japan cricket.
Hey, guys, can I be on the bowling team with you all?
No, Tom. Sorry, we don't have a spot for you.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
I'm going to be down.
We're all full up Wednesday night.
Where's it going to be at Wednesday night?
Bowl America in Burke, Virginia.
I'll be there selling my T-shirt.
We'll see you there, Tom.
Against the Ball Busters.
Hey, anybody out there listening?
Yeah.
Go to my website, TomGavin.com, and buy the T-shirts. They're out there, and...
I can't tell you how many times I bought a toy for my kid, and I turn them upside down, and it says, made in...
Germany.
Yes.
Made in Germany.
No, Germany.
Germany.
Tom, how do you spell Germany?
J-A-M-I-N-E-R.
Will you spell that again, please, Tom?
J-A-M-I-N-E-R.
Amazing.
Germany.
And how do you spell jam, as in strawberry jam?
J-A-M.
Very close. Knows food.
Very close. Oh, that's good.
All right, there you go. Thank you, General.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, bud?
I'm good.
Hey, bud.
Anybody out there listening, go to my website on Thursday.
Yeah.
And listen to the Tom Gavin Show on WEBR.
Gotcha. Tom, incidentally, the country that we bombed was Japan.
Japan.
We dropped the...
We dropped a media right on them.
We did what?
We dropped a meteorite on them.
We dropped a meteorite.
That's right.
We
dropped a meteorite on Hiroshima.
But everything's perfect now. We've reestablished relations, and that's why every weekend you can eat at the Japanese Steakhouse.
Yep. And anybody out there listening?
Yeah.
November 2nd, Main Street, USA. Crap, we'll be playing.
You think he's giving out the wrong date for your band?
He may be giving a Friday date for a Saturday thing.
That's good for you if Tom thinks it's a Friday.
Yes, absolutely. He's never been to one yet.
And no reason not to get there early.
Saturday, November 2nd.
No, it's Saturday, November 3rd, Tom.
November 3rd. At Main Street, USA.
There you go.
Don, I certainly don't need you to read the cards anymore. We've got Tom Gavin.
No, you're right. He's doing your point. All right. Goodbye, Tom. Thanks for explaining nuclear power to us.
And also, November 9th, we're having a Kovar with Cold Steel Benders at the Mets of Columbus.
You know, let me just ask you a question here to get back, and I know we got a break, but to get back to my whole discussion about who should work at a nuclear power plant. Uh-huh. Tom, are you a high school graduate?
No, I'm an intermediate school graduate.
Okay. All right.
Intermediate school graduate.
Yes, and a good one.
Okay. So what are you, an 8th grade graduate then?
No, 9th grade.
Ninth grade graduate. Okay.
Yeah, right. What school does Bart go to?
Oh, I don't want to talk about what school my kid goes to.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, well, he would not be qualified to work at the power plant. He's only a 9th grade graduate.
Intermediate
school graduate.
I've never heard that before.
Nor have I.
An intermediate school graduate.
There you go. Tom Gavin, everybody. Let's clear the lines. 877-365-3636. Call 100 time right now. Oh, you know, I promise we come back and we'll try to find out about that Dennis Murphy porno.
Very good.
Tom made me think of Dennis, which made me think of porno.
Dennis is also an intermediate school graduate.
I'll be the 100th caller. 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly for some stuff, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Ladies, let them push your head. Don and Mike.
Well, listen, the big money is back on the Don and Mike Show thanks to Simply Wireless. Now we're offering 2,500 clear wireless minutes for just $39.99 a month through Simply Wireless, okay? So go to simplywireless.com for Sprint PCS. We want to thank them. They're giving away, they're giving us the money that we're giving away on the show.
Very generous.
And we're going to start a big free money game very soon. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm the 100th caller.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Jamie Maneri.
Hi, where are you from?
Rochester.
My friend, you've won the WWF No Mercy Prize Pack from Comcast, Cox Cable.
Okay.
WWF No Mercy in demand in your home Sunday night at 8 p.m. Everybody else, call pay-per-view to order WWF No Mercy. Thank you for listening to the show.
Cool, thank you.
We do appreciate it. Hold on a second. Website alert. We were just checking it out here. It's a good one. We've talked about the camel toe before on the show.
Ah.
You know, the spot that the woman
had. Yeah.
A cameltoe.org. It's a good site. But Mike, hold on before you go there.
Yes, Don.
I know you're... We have a guest.
Oh, okay.
A special guest in the lobby.
Very good.
And I want to give you the parameters on this. We were on another website last week.
Right.
The biker XXX rated sites?
Yeah, right. for bikers.
Remember there was a girl on there who was featured in all kinds of crazy poses?
Oh, is this the lady that was making an offer?
Yes, and...
Oh, my God.
Here was the offer. She's here, and she's willing to go through with the contest. She wanted to give away a BJ on the air, give away a BJ to someone if we would promote her website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the crack CBS lawyers, many of them on crack.
Yes,
we're
indeed.
We're not listening to the show that day.
Huh. So they, like they're often want to do, got involved late?
Yes, and as it turns out, they said, well, you can't give away a BJ on the air.
Why am I not surprised at that?
And that, of course, is bad.
Right, very bad.
That's bad, but...
Bad.
But I think the way to work the situation is to just give away a date with the girl.
Ah, yes.
Because we have done, you know...
We have no control of what happens on a date.
Bingo, there you go.
We don't.
We've had dating games on the show before. So just let me say, this is the girl who wanted to give away a BJ. The company will not allow us to give away a BJ. However, we are going to give away a date. Right now, we're going to meet the lovely young lady.
Very good.
And here she comes. Let's welcome in.
Hello.
Don and Mike Studios.
Hi, how are you?
Forgot your name, honey. Now I need to sit down and give us your bio again.
Now, who is this? Your bodyguard in back of you here? Who is this? Oh, he's a photographer. I see.
Hi, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Steffi from XXXBiker.com.
Right. Oh, XXXBiker.com.
XXXBiker.com. Yep, that's it.
And I couldn't help but notice the beautiful outfit you have on today.
Woohoo!
And now, what is this? That's like a crochet thing?
It's a crochet top and black pants and a little crop top because, you know, I got a new addition here last week.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you got breast augmentation?
And piercing. Yeah.
Everything all healed up?
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat?
The piercing?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Can we
Absolutely,
see?
Absolutely, yes, of course.
See everything.
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's
under the grade.
They did a nice job on you there. Yeah, very nice.
Where did they go in? Did they go in underneath? Or?
They went in underneath, but I also got a small lift, plus I got them pierced.
Wow.
And yeah, nice.
Figure, heck, what the heck.
You got to be real happy with that, huh?
I'm thrilled.
Those are nice.
I'm thrilled with that.
Did you get to see him, Buzz?
No, I did not.
Would you show Buzz?
Show Buzz.
Sure. Show Buzz.
Here we go.
Buzz, aren't those nice?
Yes, well, very nicely done. As a matter of fact.
Those are pretty. Yeah. Those are terrific.
Those are some great tees.
Well, I know that the website will probably benefit from that, too, huh? With your whole new look. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, I did a poll. Mm-hmm. Where I've been asking everybody, you know,
I think
what
I saw
think?
A few polls on that website.
Yeah, what do you think? Should I go? Should I do it? Not do it? And everybody's like, yeah, do it. What the heck? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, on this website, I think we saw you have sex with like. Was there an orgy scene where you're like with like?
Well, I do public gangbangs.
God bless
can
you.
I say that?
Yeah, sure, you can say that.
Wow.
Yeah, I do public gangbangs, so every 6 months we advertise on the site and saying, you know, if you ever, you know, thought about being in a real-life gangbang, I mean, we have professional video, you know, video people there.
Right.
We have fluff girls and...
I've heard about those before. Those are the ones
they get you ready for the show.
Absolutely.
Man, I've been wanting to get a fluff girl on this show.
Just like before the show, you get a fluff.
Yeah, no.
No problem.
15 years. Joe Artinger keeps offering.
Yeah, but he doesn't do a good job of that.
No. He's awful at it.
Can I watch one? No, never mind.
No. When's the last time you had one of these big, in March, and how many guys did you bang?
Well, we had 108 apply. 32 showed up. 28 actually managed to come from the bar to the place, because we kind of lost a few in the between.
Now, when you say apply, they have to apply. There's kind of a screening process that goes on here.
Well, not really.
No, not really. Just show up, right?
Just show up, you know, be ready, have a great sense of humor. And
were you the only girl?
Well, I'm the only girl they have sex with.
So you had sex with 28 guys that night?
25.
Wow.
But they went rounds. They went round. So how often you can manage to come, you know, you're more welcome, come on.
Now, is there occasionally the guy that you go, oh, my God.
I've had a couple.
No, please. No way.
But have you in one of these gangbangs, you ever turned a guy down?
No.
No,
really?
I mean, you get a guy like...
Actually, they're all pretty cool. I think if you actually come through and have enough balls to walk in there and saying, hey, listen, you know, we had guys coming from Hawaii, Brazil, Germany, fly in for that.
All right, let me ask you about what you hear.
Germany, Ralph
Spiewacker. I'm German, yay.
Okay, now we wanted to ask about the accent.
Yes.
So are you...
Ich bin Deutsche.
Well, look at you. You got blonde hair and the blue eyes. Of course.
Deutsche.
Yeah, ich bin Deutsche.
Perfect Aryan girl.
Yeah. I can say hi to all the Germans, because there are a lot of them in Washington, D.C. There are actually a lot of them who visit my websites, because I have a part in my websites all German.
Oh, wow.
But in my chat rooms, obviously.
Lots of German bikers?
Yeah, actually.
Ah, jawohl.
Now, do you speak German?
Ich bin Deutsch. I'm German.
Would there be a message? Go ahead, give a message out in your native tongue, in Deutsch. Go ahead.
Ich möchte mal Hallo sagen zu all meinen deutschen Hörern und kommt doch mal auf meine Seite, schaut mich an, sprecht mit mir oder geht in meinen Chatroom. XX.
You speak German too?
Maybe
nine.
The guy, nine. Oh, the picture taker. He doesn't speak. You were just giving out a plug, weren't you?
Yes.
In German, I got it.
Did you say anything dirty when you were talking in German there?
No.
Such a nice girl.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we can tell. Yeah.
So now, listen. I want to say this: that you are a woman of your word. You said if we promoted your website, we hope you got lots of hits. So the website again is
XXXBiker.com.
Yeah, boy.
Yay!
That you would give away a BJ. Now, as it turns out,
we can't do that on the radio.
But we can give away, follow me here, we can give away a date with you.
Okay.
Someone can go on a date with you, and, you know, if things work out between you and whoever.
Like any date. Like you would, you know, whatever happens on a date happens on a date. We can't control it.
We do the Highway Love Connection all the time on this show, and we hook up strangers, and the question is, do you care? Are there any parameters for the guy who's going to win this date with you?
I have a great sense of humor. I will bring up. Obviously, you know, a chaperone, a photographer with me.
Photographer with
me. Well, you know, the thing is with my website, it's, you know, I've been around since 1996. And everything I do, you know, it's like I go out partying, I have gangbangs.
Say just oral. Just say you give away oral.
Okay, I'm giving away oral.
All right. Because they're going to have a field day with a dumb button on this.
Okay, sorry about that.
Right. Now, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble for anyone who's not by a computer right now?
Couldn't tell you. I resemble myself.
Yeah, you can check her out on the website.
She's blonde.
I don't know. I have long blonde hair. You know.
Little Joanne Woodward-ish.
Looks better in person, really.
A young version of Joanne Woodward.
It looked much better than, well, of course, on the website, you're like covered with guys, hairy.
I have had a lot of requests of people saying, I want you to make about 100 pictures just modeling.
Right.
Because we don't even know what you look like, really.
Yeah, because you always seem very busy.
Like, you're very busy doing things, you know, flashing, running around, you know, police headquarters, you know, flashing and stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't have the really great face and the smiling face. You're like, hurry up.
How many guys do you think you've done?
You're kidding, right?
No.
Now, that's a legitimate question.
I quit counting probably after like 400 or 500.
Four or 500.
Yeah.
And how many times have you given oral, do you think?
Look, there's a comedian here.
Did you do it over in Germany before you came over here?
I did something like that. I mean, I'm just...
Also drei Farbe?
Yeah.
I know that.
I used to work as a dancer a long, long time ago in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Germany.
In Germany, a long, long time ago, I was einen Dancer.
Ein Dancer.
So how many do you think, how many orals do you think you've given? Can you give me a guesstimate?
I don't know, guesstimate, a thousand?
A thousand? A thousand,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
A thousand, and when you
get regular checkups, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When you do this, is it always to completion?
Probably 90%. Here's the thing. What we always try to tell people is, look, you know, there's always a certain kind of time limit here, okay? Because some of these guys go, hey, you know, I want to apply for the, you know, special of the months.
Right.
And
individuals last a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah, they last too long, and they don't come to completion. Better?
They don't finish the job.
You just can't say that word.
Right.
You know, you can't say the word that you just said that starts with C.
Okay.
And in some ways where it's written, it ends with the word M.
Let me ask you this, and I'll give it to you in the terminology that we can use here. Okay. If an individual was interested in participating in the oral presentation that you give, what would be his time limit on his particular oral presentation?
That's a damn good question.
Until I get tired.
Well, like, but give me a time.
How long?
Well, in generally about 5-6 minutes,
four minutes.
And, you know, I mean, realistically, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in a realistic
But if you're really having a good time, we go 8-9 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a guy on the phone who says he knows you. Do you know Earl the Cable Guy?
Oh.
Earl the Cable Guy?
I think.
What's up?
Hey, Earl.
Bethy is from Earl from Oasis' house.
Oh, hi, Earl. How are you?
Earl. Hey, Earl.
What's up?
He was at one of our parties once.
Is Julian with you?
What was that, Earl?
Yeah, Julian is here from Wife Trader. He's
here. What's up, Julian?
What's up, Earl?
What's up, man?
So have you done it to Earl?
No.
I don't think ever we did, no. We were always too busy. We were always in big crowds of people, and there were always a lot of other girls.
I've never stopped you before. Now, are there other girls that get involved in all this stuff, or is it just all about you?
In the parties, the twice a year, the biannual party,
right,
that
the
we
orgies?
Have other girls. Yeah.
The orgies.
It's not an orgy.
It's a
gangbang. It's a gangbang. There's a difference because you can't really do anything with
the
fluff girl.
You want what, Earl?
I want to be the winner.
You want to be the winner?
There you go.
He wants to go out on the date, but they know each other.
I know you.
Listen, no, you already you know her. Hold on. Let me see. I got a million guys here who want this date, of course. Heath.
Yes, hey.
Heath, why do you want to go on the date with Steffi?
No, it'd be cool, man.
It would be cool, man.
Cool, man. Now, you know, I think we're going to have to do something more intricate than just a...
Let's have a contest.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We're going to have
I think it'd be a great idea to have a contest.
Some kind of a contest. Hello, Kevin. Devin.
Yeah, what's up, man? I like your show.
Thank you, Devin.
I wish you'd be interested in going hack with a brother.
All right, how do you feel about the brothers?
If you would go onto my side, you know that I'm pretty colorblind. You have to have a decent personality. I get really turned off of bad personalities. I have some guys that email me and say, hey, you want to do me? You're not going to get anywhere like this, okay?
Yeah.
You know, treat me like a person. I have a great sense of humor. Let's go out. Let's go party. Let's see what happens. I don't care what color you are.
All right, there's your answer there. Ken, Don and Mike show. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
It sounds like a good time to meet.
We got a horny audience, don't we?
We do.
Now, look, truly do.
Here's what I think we should do, Bing, is you don't have... Is there an age limit as far as...
I like for them to be at least 21, because a lot of times...
But on the other end, as far as... Is the sky the limit?
Yeah.
I
have to say the oldest guy ever come to one of my biannual...
Parties. Gangbang.
Parties. Can I say that one?
You say gangbang, sure.
Okay,
right.
Gangbangs. He was 70. Wasn't he 70? 70 years old, and he, you know, contributed 6 times at that one night.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so here's what I think we're going to do.
Tantric or something like that. Tantric.
For today's show, we're going to leave the lines open throughout the show.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is find the oldest guy from now until the end of the show.
Hey, it's terrific.
You either call 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067.
Yeah, the oldest guy.
That'd be really great.
Throughout the show, we'll keep taking calls, and by the end of the show, we will have the oldest guy, and if you'll give us a number where we can get in touch with you, uh-huh. we'll call you at the end of the show.
Just for a date.
Just for a date, right?
Right.
And whatever happens between you and, you know, the ladies, between you and the lady.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, if you want to find out, go to the website is...
XXXBiker.com.
Right, you'll be able to see all about Steffi there, and, you know, you'll have a good time. You'll have a goddamn good time.
And I think we can really do it. I think we can get the oldest guy.
You know it.
Certainly older than 70.
Now, listen, what if it's a guy not from the immediate area? What if it's a guy from New York or a guy from Sacramento?
August
or
is from Michigan.
The what?
The August winner, the past August winner,
yeah.
is from Michigan.
You know what?
We're flying to Michigan this weekend.
You'll travel.
Yes. We are coming to the air. I mean, we travel all over basically the world.
However, I'll say this too, that if the guy who calls in today happens to be from, for instance, New York,
right.
Portland,
right.
or Seattle, what we'll do, the Don and Mike show, we'll fly him to either D.C. or New York, wherever we are at the time, to go on the date with Steffi.
Fantastic.
To report everything that happens. So we would be glad to pick up the airfare.
Very good.
To bring. So this is a contest for all of our markets. We're looking for the... oldest man.
The oldest living man.
The oldest man.
Living, please.
Who would like to go on the date with Steffi. And we'll take calls throughout the show.
Yes.
We'll start right here. Hello, who is this?
This is George.
George, you want to go on the date?
Do I want to go on the date?
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering what's the deal with taking the old balls over the young balls?
Well, that's our idea because it's unique. It's a novelty concept, you see.
But she doesn't mind? She enjoys it?
No, she said fine. She's
fine.
Already...
I say we get like 110, the oldest man in the world to do it.
I agree.
All right, hold on. I think I know where we can get a hold of the oldest guy in the world.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Somebody called WTNT. Lenny would be up for that.
Fantastic.
This is Danny George speaking. Can I help you?
Well, hold on. What's this guy doing? Taking a business call?
Yes. He was trouble. That guy was pure trouble.
There he goes. Yeah, he was bad. He was bad.
Very bad.
All right, let's see.
We get some funky emails and stuff, obviously.
I bet you do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, are you interested in the date?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
This isn't a guy pretending to be old, is it?
Yeah, I think it might be.
You're 21, hon.
Yeah. All right, no, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, hello, my leaders. 52 here.
It's Carl Grossman, Don.
Of course.
Is this Carl Grossman?
Precisely.
The Mary Jew?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Carl, you're still very horny?
Still, of course.
You know, I would not wish, honey, you better pray someone who's 53 calls. You better pray.
I got a good personality.
I wouldn't wish this on your mouth.
Oh,
You were, no.
Yeah.
All right,
hold on. I can take a shower.
Hold on, Carl. Hold on, we might already have someone to beat this.
Carl hung up.
No. Carl's dying. Had a guy who said it was 60, but he's off the phone now.
Yeah, 60's not thick enough.
So that's where we're starting right now is Carl Grossman, the married Jew at 52. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach.
Right.
I've been losing sleep. But I made up my mind. I'm keeping the baby.
Good for you, son.
Now, are you just singing or are you calling for the contest?
Nope. He just wanted to sing to us.
All right, so.
Wow.
I enjoyed that, Rob. I really did.
So here is the. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Good.
All right, here's the deal now. Your website again is
www.XXXBiker.com. XXXBiker.com.
And you can check her out there. Give Lisa your cell phone number or a landline, or we can reach you at the end of today's show. We'll be taking calls throughout the show.
Right.
Right now, the age to beat is 52, and I want to say to you, our wonderful, beloved listeners, please...
Don't foist Carl Grossman upon this woman.
Do not make her attempt to eat his cheese. Please.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't want that. There's got to be somebody older than 52 who wants to go on the dream date.
That's right. You don't want to touch Carl's skin.
And remember, you know, it's a dream date, but we all know what it is.
Yeah. Right on, okay?
There you go. All right, well, thank you for coming by.
You're welcome.
You're beautiful. Can we see your boob job again?
Yes, please.
One more time. Oh, she can stand up.
Oh, look at that.
God damn.
Look at the whole thing there.
You're tattooed all the way down to your garden. Wow.
Oh, wow. They did a good job. Wow. They really did a good
so
job.
So nice looking.
That's incredible.
Those are so nice looking. What size are you now, incidentally? Oh, you got to get on a microphone.
36D.
36D.
Yes, the perfect size.
36D.
And I don't think she's wearing underwear.
You were able to discern that also?
So, yes.
Well, I'm pierced, so I really can't wear a lot of underwear.
I understand.
You're pierced down there?
Yeah, I am too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we see?
Sure.
Okay.
right, we're taking a look here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, wow.
Hey, wow.
That's a very busy place down there.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. You don't see that initially.
No, you don't. No, absolutely.
Oh, okay, well, you're something. And
a tattoo around it.
Yeah, lots of tattoo.
Giant tattoo around her place down there.
Incredible.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get out of here, and we'll call you before the end of the show.
Thank you, kids.
This is maybe one of the greatest prizes we've ever given away.
Thanks so much.
I don't know if you've ever been on a date, wink, wink, with a German chick.
Right.
But here's your chance.
Speak the international language of love.
Hey, you got to leave.
All right, see you later.
Now you got to leave. See, we talk about you once you leave.
Here we go. All right. Bye, guys.
Now you got to leave.
Love it. What's that?
Hold on, what?
A picture?
She wants a picture
with you guys.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Nice. All right, a picture?
Here you go.
I want to make a picture.
All right, Einan, picture?
I want to make a picture.
All right.
Hi. Hi, my name is Steffi, and I want to make a picture with the Don and Mike.
Do you want to go
here? You go.
There?
Can you get me? Can you just get me right here? Here you go. Right. How about like this? Hi.
Put your hand out.
Can you get me right here?
Hi.
Okay, here we go.
Run the controls here, and still do the picture. Will this be? I'll be proud to have this on your website. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
She's pulling up her top. Look at those. There you go.
Thank
you.
Very good. Newly purchased dress.
I want to make a picture with him and you guys too.
A picture of him and us?
Yes,
no, thanks.
No, not the deer.
No, thanks.
No, go.
No, thanks on that one. Oh, hold on. Hold on before you leave. Don and Mike's show. Who's this?
Jonathan,
where are you from?
Amityville.
Amityville.
Oh, the Amityville Horror on
Amityville,
the phone.
New York.
Amityville Horror.
Jonathan, how old are you?
I'm 60, 6'0".
All right, 60.
There you go.
You're our new leader.
Okay.
60.
Very good.
All right, John, hold on and give your information to Joe. And make sure you listen to the whole show today. If in fact you're the oldest guy, you're going to win.
Okay,
hold on, John.
Calling us like from a big empty living room with no furniture sitting on a chamber pot.
And remember, amity means friendship.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, that's Jaws, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well,
the gangbang girl showed up today.
Yes, she did.
The gangbang girl showed up.
There she is.
No need to slam the door, Rob.
Rob, that wasn't kind.
I like her. She's German, Rob.
Well, that's one thing for in goodness the plus
sakes.
Column.
Come on, you can talk politics with her.
Yeah, some lucky guy out there.
Okay, so if you're... Listen, right now the bar is set at this guy, Jonathan. Hey, put Jonathan back on hold. Let me find out a little bit about Jonathan.
Jonathan calling from the bathroom.
Let me find out. Joe, please put Jonathan back on hold for a second. Thank you very hard. Hello, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself, sir. What do you do?
I'm semi-retired.
And what had you done, or what do you do?
You know, I had been a computer consultant, owned a couple of businesses, owned a little real estate.
And you're just kind of turbo horny, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have to take the Viagra?
No, I don't.
Good man.
We hope you're the winner.
Matter of fact, I'm thinking about setting a website for some of the older crowd from 50 and up.
Oh my, we got a real swinger here.
Oh boy.
Have you been to Steffi's? Have you been to Steffi's website to check her out?
Yeah. When I heard your last show, I took a quick peek.
Ah, so you've got some experience, so that's why you called.
Oh, sure.
Well, you know what she's got now is brand new breasts.
Well, that's okay. I like the old ones, but I'm not picky.
All right, okay. Very good.
All right, well, thank you. Hold on again, John. Now, listen, guys, that's the leader right now, John from Amityville, age 60. We've got about 2 hours, 45 minutes left in the show.
And we'll see if we can, I'd really like to certainly get over the 70, degree mark.
Yeah, it's too bad that we're not live in many of our Florida markets anymore.
Hello?
Because, we'd be getting that nonstop.
Is the German girl there?
Down by Tampa Bay and Fort Myers.
Oh, Jesus, would I love to see those cans.
877-365-3636, the contest to go on the date. Uh-huh. With Steffi will continue. We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Call us at 202-432-1067.
My sack doesn't work. Right. My sack doesn't work.
Right.
They were born zoo. Don and Mike.
Yeah, okay. The contest is going now.
All right.
To win the dates.
such as it is with Steffi.
That'd be a fun day.
With Steffi's mouth. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Bronx, New York.
Bob, you sound like an old guy.
Oh, yeah?
Bob, how old are you?
6'9".
Oh, 69 years young.
Excellent. All right, that takes Jonathan out of the running.
That's right, Bob's our new leader.
Bob, tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm retired, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Bob, I'm writing this down from the Bronx, age 69. What did you do before you retired, sir?
20 years in the correction department.
Oh, you're a prison guard.
Was.
Formerly. You were a prison guard, okay? And let me see, is there a Mrs. Bob currently, or?
Yeah.
Bob. Oh, there is, and she's down with you getting together with the lady?
No. This is on the side.
Okay, on the side. I got you on the side now. Have you been to the website to take a look at Steffi?
No, don't have a computer.
Don't have a computer.
Well, she's lovely.
Now listen, really.
Rob is applauding you for not having a computer.
I want to tell you something, Bob. Now, Jonathan is currently, who's 60, from Amityville.
Yeah, I heard that one.
He's not married. Or his wife is eating dirt now. So want to make sure that you're okay with this. If it ends up that you're the winner, that you are able to fulfill all the duties that the winner is going to get on this dream date.
Yeah, I'll take care of business.
Okay.
All right. And your wife won't know about that, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Not a chance she's listening to this today, huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Hold on there, Bob. Get his info, Joe. See if he checks out.
All right.
That's Bob.
See, it's not just the young guys, Don. See, the oldsters can be dicks, too.
69.
Yes, 69 years young.
That's the age, 69. Well, you know, if he wants to get one on the side from his wife at 69, who are we to...
Who knows what they... You know, we are not here to judge.
Nope, we sure not. Hello, Don and Mike show. But nope. Hi there. That's the current age to be at 69. And who's this?
This is Rob.
Oh, Rob, you're way too young.
No, I am. But I'm in a tape delay, Mark. I'm just trying to get across to see if you guys have been watching any of the baseball games.
Of course, yeah. I watched the Yankees game last night, sure.
You happen to notice, if you look back behind the catcher in the background, which celebrity sit back there?
Donald Trump.
And Regis.
No, you saw Donald Trump the first week with a brunette there. And they left
babe.
Early.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had musical chairs, because the game last night, it was him and Regis.
And they left early.
And then, actually, Regis left early, then the brunette showed up in Regis' place. And then, toward the end of the game, they both left. And the old guy used to play Boss Hogg, and the Dukes of Hazzard was sitting there.
But he's dead. You mean, no, that guy's dead. Rob's right.
Sorrell Bush is dead.
If you take a look at it, he's a dead ringer.
Well, all right. He would have to.
Literally. Yeah, dead ringer. Maybe it was, maybe it really was Boss Hogg's with embalming fluid.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. What am I doing? Line 5? Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, who's this?
This is John from, I'm listening out of the Sacramento market in Modesto.
Hi, John.
Well, sorry, I'm calling about something from yesterday, but I don't get to hear your show until noon.
Right.
Here, so, but I wanted to tell you, you talked about going to the art gallery over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this? I took an art history class, and most of those artists from that period were insane.
You mean from the 1800s back at that thing my wife made me go to?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was right.
Impressionist artists, many of them were insane.
No.
Or had gone insane.
You said that. You were right. So they set out to, like, draw, paint a nice little picture, and then they just went squirrely, wigged out, and, it became all a bunch of colors running together.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the affirmation. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Buzz.
I'm here.
Buzz
is here.
All right. Did you guys hear that Lorena Bobbitt was in a big car wreck this morning?
No.
Joke coming.
I know.
Apparently she said some dick cut her off.
Okay. Thank you.
And bounce fair play.
My advice.
Yeah, incredibly like a three-year-old joke.
That's like a time machine joke. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just got to talk about baseball for a second. How sad is it that everybody's looking more at the Donald Trump situation behind the game than actually watching the game?
But you can't help but see his giant head.
Oh, listen, even during...
Like, the one that looks like Boss Hogg is really Ivana Trump.
even when the game was great, you can't help because he's got those seats right behind goddamn home plate.
And it's totally by design. I mean, it's no accident that he's back there.
All right, got another guy for the date? Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Now, Dan, you don't sound like you're 69 years old.
I bring something else to the table.
What's that?
Oh, rather large man.
Like, how big are you?
About 450 pounds.
Wow.
I haven't had a date in quite some time.
Maybe it could be a double date.
$450 Well, she does do gangbangs.
Yeah, she does. I'm sure she would have no problems
with
two.
Like you guys, so I mean, they're
how tall are you?
6'2"
6'2"
And how old?
32
You weigh 450 pounds. Wow, where are you from, Dan?
Brooklyn.
Okay.
Just to visualize, that's my height and my weight plus 200 pounds.
There you go.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put you down maybe as a special exemption here, Dan.
Biggest chaperone.
I don't know how she'd feel about it, but...
Don, there's no reason why we couldn't get the biggest and the oldest.
Okay. I figured I'd try.
Yeah, okay, you're in, Dan. Hold on a second.
And she'll probably need the other guy to help hold the stomach.
The biggest.
Oh, no.
Hold on there, Dan.
Okay.
The biggest, the smallest, and the oldest.
I think we're just going with the biggest and the oldest and the smallest. I mean, we've got a winner. We called Jeremy Coleman.
Well, no, you mean you could get little people.
Oh. Like midgets?
Dwarfs.
Excuse me, I always use the M word.
You could knock on your neighbor's door.
Yeah, Danny the Dwarf up in New York. We could call Bert Weiss.
Hey, Diamond.
He's working with Jack Diamond.
Hey, fantastic, my friend. Hey, how about that gangbang, my friend?
Now, let's just go with, I like the fact that they're
the biggest and the oldest.
The 450-pound guy. Yeah, he just worked his way into the contest. Oh, listen, you know, our gutter balls, we're playing a bowling tomorrow night.
Right.
Come see us. We suck ass. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing an all-girl team tomorrow night, the Ball Busters.
Right.
It's our team, the Gutter Balls, versus the Ball Busters. And we're going to be at Bowl America in Burke, Virginia.
Hey.
Hold on. Who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This Rob?
It's John.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, what's happening? You're on the air.
I wanted to tell you who the big 450 guy was.
So, Johnny gets more intelligence. I love it.
Who is he, John?
You remember the guy at the bowling alley?
Oh, no, not him.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy?
Oh, my God.
You know what? That would be worth it,
though.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I thought I'd give you the heads up.
Okay,
it's that guy.
He's always smiling, always happy.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right, fellas.
Bye-bye.
Loves the radio station.
Yeah, now we know what the guy looks like.
He can wear a T-shirt.
The guy comes to all of our appearances.
I think one of the first times we ever did that bit where you were in your underwear out on the street in the diaper.
He was there.
He was there in his pajama bottoms.
Yeah, he was.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy. You don't want this guy.
You don't want him.
Listen, so, all right, he was at the bowling alley. We've seen him. We know what he looks like.
Yeah, he came out to Queens.
If you weigh more than 450 pounds, you should call, or if you're over 69 years old, you should call, because you can win the day with Stephanie in her mouth.
That's right. A 70-year-old and a 500-pounder is what we're looking for.
So we got our next bowling game tomorrow night. 9:30 is when we are going to take the lanes.
Right.
Burke, Virginia at Bowl America. Last week, as we were just mentioning, we were in Queens, and there's the newsletter that we read on the air from the bowling alley, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, did they come out with another one since we've been there?
They sure did.
Now, this newsletter, so everybody should know, they bust everybody's chops.
Right.
That's what they do. So
right.
I can't wait after our terrible, disastrous loss.
Now, they sent us this from from Bohemia, New York, the guys at Triple Point Manufacturing. I think they put this newsletter out.
Okay.
It says, to Don and Mike, here's a follow-up newsletter after your visit to our alley last week. May you enjoy reading it as much as we did writing.
That says it right there. Right.
So here you go.
Okay.
And this is the 6-2 newsletter. All the news that's fit to print the way we see it. Okay? Celebrating our 56th year as a men's bowling association.
Okay, very good.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
But,
draw your own conclusion.
So they give it to us pretty good, huh?
So yeah, here it goes. Round two, the headline says, round two, in the wake of Don and Mike, we know they can't bowl, but what's with being critical of our beloved newsletter? And then here we go. Get ready.
All right.
Strap on your Kevlar.
Yes, absolutely.
Here it comes. The aptly named gutter balls of WNEW Radio have come and gone. Nice enough bunch of guys and gals, but they can't bowl for spit. And when they were back in the safety of their radio station on Thursday, they started trash-talking and busting horns about our beloved editor and newsletter. Details, you ask?
First, they thought we were associated with Woodhaven Lanes Management. Oh, God. How are we ever going to live this down? Did any of them bother reading the banner of our 6-2 newsletter?
No.
Or was that too subtle? They had the audacity to imply the editor was not a very nice person. Well, here's a groundbreaking revelation. Maybe they're investigative reporters. Number one, they never even met our editor, has anyone. Number two, they don't realize what our newsletter's all about. But being the personalities they are, they didn't bother trying to get the other side of the story. Like who we are. So what did we think of them? Let's take a look.
Oh, man, they really go to the town.
We have, of course, the headliners, Don and Mike. There's no longer a mystery as to why these guys are on the radio and not television, if you catch our drift. Buzz or Fuzz or something like that is the newsman, and apparently he's no serious threat to CNN.
Hey.
Now, here, this will surprise you what they write about Lisa.
Okay,
here's a shock. All and right. Lisa. Oh, Lisa. Here's television material if we ever saw it. She's also been added to the running for being my next wife. Maybe even a spread in our new 6-2 magazine. She's wasting away on that radio program.
That's funny.
We do have to admit the Don and Mike show drew, 20 or 30 onlookers. Mostly those like watching a car wreck on the parkway. About twice as many as enjoy their normal radio audience, we hear. The Don and Mike show was courteous enough to autograph a copy of our newsletter, but that was before they read it. Fools! Now, we don't think their autographs will be any big draw on eBay, so we will keep our signed copy as a personal memento of their visit. Where is it, by the way? Our newsletter suggestions to Don and Mike. Bowling lessons to start, because you do suck. Buzz should just retire gracefully.
Okay.
And Lisa, we think she would have bowled a lot better if she was naked. Wow. Nice-looking lady who could apparently hold her own. Not in the arena of bowling, but at a bar, drinking with the boys. But that's just our opinion. All in all, an interesting evening, but also a total waste of alley resources, which kept our league from starting on time.
Oh, wow.
That's the only relevant result of the whole thing, wasn't it?
Okay.
Hey, good ball busting. I like that.
Okay, we like that.
Good job, guys.
From the 6-2 newsletter.
Very good.
And they are not in any way associated with Woodhaven Lanes in Queens.
That was one of the biggest insults. They didn't want to be associated with the management of the bowling alley.
How the hell are we supposed to know? Hello, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Mike. How much you weigh, Dave?
About 550 pounds.
550.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
Oh, wow. 6'5".
Man, oh, man. Where are you from?
Southern Maryland.
You know, we're going to need verification on the weight because the guy from New York, we've seen him.
Right.
We know he weighs 450 pounds.
Right.
So we're going to have to see
you. Can you send a picture?
How would I do that?
You know what? We're probably going to have to see him in person because he could send a picture of any fat guy.
Can you drive?
Sir?
Can you drive?
Yes, sir. I'm driving right now.
Oh, yeah. Can you drive by sometime?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be today. It could be tomorrow or the next day. We're just going to have to get a look at you.
Okay.
What kind of car are you driving?
Right now I'm driving a company vehicle.
What's the make and model?
It's a Ford F-150.
And what's your regular car?
I drive a Ram 1500 pickup.
All right, so that Rob, that jives, right? That
I think so.
A guy who weighs 500 pounds would drive
a pickup. You sound like a young guy, too. You really do.
I am. 32.
32?
32 years young.
All right, well, Dave.
I'm of health.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to put you in the lead here. I'm going to cross out Dan and put Dave at 550 pounds. Now, keep in mind, we're going to need verification on this. And I'm guessing it's been, I'm going to say it's been a long time since you've been on a date. It's probably been a long time since you've seen your wiener. Right?
Sure.
I mean, you can't even look down and see it at 550. Jesus.
Right.
So you like the, have you seen the website with Steffi?
No, sir. I tried to get on, but I had problems getting on.
Right. Well, you know, I think the last time she was on, it was, Buzz, I think he can reach the keyboard.
Oh, okay. I was concerned.
I think the last time Steffi was on, they got so many hits, the thing overloaded.
Yeah. Well, I think Steffi would be perfect for this guy.
All right, Dave, hold on, please. Hold on, you're in the running.
All right.
As it stands now, you got Dave at 550 pounds.
I'm sorry to our New York buddy who's been pushed back from the table.
Dave's from Maryland, and as far as the old guys, we got Bob from the Bronx, who's 69.
I know we can do better than that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the deal is, the girl, okay, she called the show last week and said, if you promote my website, I will perform oral on one of your listeners.
Right.
And as it turns out, the company says we can't give away sex. So what we're giving away is
a date.
A date.
There you
with Steffi.
Fair
okay?
Enough.
You draw your own conclusions. And we're looking for the oldest guy and the fattest guy. Because she's got no problem with two guys going on a date with her.
She, not at all.
She's been in gangbangs and stuff like that.
Right.
So what you want to do is
hey,
call,
maybe at the same time.
Call 877-365-3636.
You picture that in your mind.
Yes, I can. Yuck. Or 202-432-1067.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's what I'm picturing right now.
Yeah, very bad.
Very bad.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Up. Oh, we had another one there.
What a dream date it was.
Oh, we had an old guy there. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to caution you guys. If you guys are going to be putting a fat man on an airplane, you might have to buy two or three seats in order to get him on there. So you might want to talk to your budget people about that.
Well, this guy's in Southern Maryland, so I don't think that'll be
so
a problem.
So you can drive. Even if the right. The fat guy is from New York, we'll either bring Steffi to New York or we'll... We'll just buy two or three.
Oh yeah, but you might have like a caller from California or somebody. You need to fly out. I mean that could get real expensive.
Yeah, well, don't worry, sir. Okay,
that's we can handle it.
We want to thank the good people at Simply Wireless, Sprint PCS.
Serving over
300 major metropolitan area. Let me get the plug in here. They're giving us money to give away, and we're gonna have to like buy plane tickets with it and stuff. Call 1-888-222-8484 to find out more about Sprint PCS from Simply Wireless.
Nothing's too expensive when you're talking about getting a 550-pound man a date.
Hello, Don and Mike show. A date with a mouth.
Right.
Hello.
This is Dracula. I am very many centuries old. I want to do the oral with the girl.
I'll get out of here, Don.
Please, don't hang up.
Come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, maybe for the fat guys, you can have Dan versus Dave, like the Reebok ads a couple years ago.
Oh, where, like, they just bounce their stomachs against each other?
Sure, why not?
No, we'll get one guy. I think right now, and Dave is the clear leader. At 5'50"
and 6 feet.
You guys calling in named Dan and Dave, and you're not going to work that?
No, I'm not. Sorry. Listen, again, that's a time machine joke. The Dan and Dave, those are the two. Were those the
time machine?
Were those the guys in the diving ad for Reebok? Is that what that was?
I think so.
Does anybody remember that back in the Olympics?
Wasn't that the Olympic, the sprinters?
I don't know who they were, but
terrible ad campaign.
Were they brothers? Were they twins? Were they gay?
Hey, it's not like that Powerade commercial. Is that Powerade that we saw today?
Mike and I saw one. Now, listen, I admit I'm wrong about the Michael Vick thing.
This one is fantastic.
We saw one today where they're up in a coastal area, a residential area.
With a horrible hurricane blowing through.
And they're showing the streets being flooded.
And they said, and then they look out there, the camera pans out to the ocean. It's real footage of a hurricane. And they said, wait. Hey, what is that? And there's a guy surfing.
But they do it so well that you don't know that it's fake. And then the announcers are going, oh my God, the wave.
And you see the wave crash, and then sure enough, he comes blistering through on the surfboard. It's incredible the way they do those.
And obviously it's fake. Oh, Jim Nance is on the phone.
Hey.
I don't think Jim is calling for the contest.
No, he's probably calling for our contest last week.
Right. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. I won, huh?
Yeah, you owe $400 to the Red Cross.
Oh, how do you figure? I'm the only guy who had Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, hold on.
Oh, you guys picked Tampa. I mean, I picked up a game on everybody right there.
Lisa, would you bring the results in, please?
We're going to bring the results in right now and find out. I guess the way the bet worked, Jim, it was the person with the least correct picks that would give the money to the relief fund, correct?
That's right, and I'm feeling pretty good that I pulled this one out. I thought I won it. I thought, you know, I was waiting for the call all day yesterday telling me about how good my picks were.
Jim Nance from CBS, the NFL Today. I saw you guys, you took my advice, you moved the show inside this week.
Your call, your little influence there was pretty big.
Show works good inside.
Well, you know what? I think it was the appropriate thing to do. And, you know, if you look at the
Oh, you guys were afraid of anthrax. That's
you know, hey, listen, the weekend, well, there was the highest alert possible. We all know that.
That's why
the media
inside.
Had been targeted. And you know, I just think that if you went outside, it doesn't look like your judgment's very sound. You know, it doesn't look like you're reading the front page of a newspaper.
Nobody's going to blame you for that, Jim. Absolutely. You're doing the show, and that's what counts.
Lisa, you got the results?
Still in New York doing the
show. Lisa's back there, with an eraser?
She's using Whiteout as we speak.
Yeah,
right now.
Kidding.
Now, the deal is we picked the four hottest games of the week, me and Mike and Jim Nance and Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
See, I sure hope Rudy have the least correct.
Whoever loses has to pay $400 to the red.
And I believe me, I'm a great payer. I pay fast and the best of them.
You have.
We know.
We'll give you your props there.
What are you pointing at, Robbie? Oh, here.
All right, here comes Lisa.
The fact that they're on the way.
They're on
Here's
the way.
Here's Lisa.
Here is Lisa now. Lisa, the guys in the bowling alley think you look great naked.
They gave you a very nice review.
Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Rob? How do I look naked?
Do we have the results?
Funny thing. I got one of those there virus thingies on my computer,
so I'm having
problem accessing it. But when I talked to Rudy last night, to my best recollection, Jim and Rudy were tied with one correct guess.
Wait a minute now. Didn't we pick St. Louis and the Giants?
I don't think
that was one of the games we picked.
Has our record keeping slipped? Do we have?
You know what, I think I can see what's going to happen.
Hey, listen,
we're going to have to throw the whole week out.
No. Listen, I know we had Seattle and Denver, and I took Seattle.
You guys got me there.
That was a huge upset. I know we got that one.
All right, let me ask you this: did you have Baltimore or Green Bay?
Don had Green Bay.
But what about Mike?
Mike,
I think I had Green
Bay. Baltimore.
Did I have Baltimore?
There you go. Well, see, I know one of you guys definitely had Baltimore right there with me.
Mike had Baltimore.
Mike had Baltimore. So that's two losses, right? I mean, you had...
Who won?
I think Don won.
I think I had the most correct picks out of the four of us.
Well, how many games did we pick? Four?
Yeah,
we picked four. We picked four games.
Don had
two losses, right?
Listen, hold on. Jim, can you hold on a second? Hold on. Who's on the hotline? Is that Broyho? He's probably got the information. Or no, is that about the live spot?
We got a break.
Hey, Lisa, ask Jim to hold on a second. Ask him to hold on. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, guys.
Who's this? Oh, Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Rudy, do you have the results from the picking of the games last week?
Well, I have my results. I came up with a 2-2 because those Dolphins faded out in the second half last night.
I don't remember. I remember I picked the Jets in that game. I have no memory
of who I picked. I write it down and I hand them in.
Do you have Nance's results?
I only have Nance's results because I talked to this way. I talked to Lisa yesterday afternoon. I said, who won? She said, well, it looks like you and Jim Nance brought up the rear. That's all I knew. I knew I had a 2-2.
You know, wait, I've got it right here. Yeah, Rudy, you had the least correct picks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went over with Jim today. He's 2-2.
No, Jim's 2-2. I think, Rudy, I think you were 1-3.
No, I was.
Oh, Rudy, what a bummer.
No,
that's
a
drag.
Three.
Jim, I feel bad for him, too.
I do, too. It's a shame. Well,
you guys have rehearsed this, huh?
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Rudy, Jim, what was the total that Rudy will have to write the check for?
$400? $400 or $4,000?
I think it's
$400.
I think $400 for the Red Cross.
Red Cross, yeah. $400, right, Rudy.
You know what, both of you guys, we're going to go back and we're going to look. Someone's actually going to have to listen to the tape of Friday's show.
We could fix this.
we know that can be altered.
Yeah, right.
Listen, this is crazy. I think we got to throw the whole week out.
No, Jim. Because you're the big loser this
Jim
week.
Is saying
Wait
this.
Wait a minute. You just told me Rudy lost.
Yeah, well, we were lying about that. We don't know.
No, we really don't know. Jim, how about we just wait and see what the results are? And then we'll bet with you again.
Hey, I'll take this to the Supreme Court if I have to.
You will, too. We'll call you.
I thought this was like a skins game. Two-tie, all-tie.
Nah, listen. Give us a number. We can call you back when we figure
it
out.
She's got it. Lisa's got the number.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Just put it out there across the whole nation?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yo, he's wound up today, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, goodbye, Nancy.
Bye.
Goodbye, Rudy.
Hey, guys.
Goodbye. See you later. I forgot we made those bets on Friday's show.
You know what I enjoyed, though, was that moment where you and I were teaming up with Jim Nance against Rudy Martsky. We could have sold him on it. Yeah, you were 0-4, Rudy.
Hey, no, you guys rehearsed this.
$4,000, isn't it, Rudy?
We have to break. And here I am thinking Jim Nance went inside because it's a better show inside. But no, those anthrax.
Yeah, they probably told to go inside.
So outside. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
The such beautiful taste.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, you call us. The world's most powerful city here in D.C. Call 202-432-1067. And anywhere else in America, call 877-365-3636. Lots of stuff happening on the show today. We had Steffi from the website. The name of the website is...
XXXBiker.com, right.
She's going to give away a date, an oral date, with two guys.
We're looking for the oldest man and the fattest man.
As we stand right now, Bob from the Bronx, age 69, is leading in the age category, and Dave from Maryland, who's 550 pounds, is leading in the LBS competition.
Absolutely.
If you're older or heavier, call... And you can go out on a date with Steffi from Germany, who has been in countless gang bangs.
Gang bangs was here earlier showing us her new breast surgery.
Gang bangs.
She's done it all.
Yep, she's ready to go on a date with one of our listeners. Right?
She's a great entertainer.
Two of our listeners. Lisa Herndon, please. The Jillian Barbary of the Don and Mike Show.
Are we finally going to get the results of this thing?
Got the results.
All right.
Got them right here from the Pick the Pros of the Scab and Bleed, with all money going to the Red Cross. Oh, you know what else I wanted to ask you? We had a guy call like a couple of hours ago. I'm so bad at this, at saying I'm going to do something and forgetting about it. Dennis Murphy's porno.
Oh.
We've got that guy who's all set, right?
Yeah, I've got a guy who has the equipment to do it. He has the actors to do it. He has the places to do it. All we need to get is Dennis Murphy there and all meet. They all meet. I don't meet. And they make a porno.
And Dennis is meet. Okay, well, let's book that guy for a segment on the show tomorrow, the guy who's got all the porno stuff.
Lisa brought up a really good point. You can't make a porno without places.
So let's do that tomorrow, because a guy called about that.
She just
punched Rob.
Yeah, punched him hard.
Some guy called, and he says, how come you're not doing the porno thing for Dennis? Right. We're working on it behind the scenes. We've not forgotten. So we picked four games this weekend.
Yeah, four were the highlighted games. Of course, you and I guess it's kind of an exercise for, we used to keep track of it, but we pick all the games, but the four ones with the guests are the ones that are highlighted.
And this was for money for the Red Cross. Whoever loses has to give $400 to the Red Cross.
Very good.
Now, Seattle and Denver. Here we go. Game one by Seattle. I picked Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Mike picked Seattle. Rudy picked Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy picked Denver.
Very good.
Mike and I,
1-0.
Big winners. Miami and the Jets. This is the one I waffled on. I chose Miami. I'm a loser. Mike chose the Jets,
mm-hmm.
winner. Rudy chose Miami, winner.
No.
Winner. He's a winner. He chose Miami.
No, he's a loser.
No, he's a loser. Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah, the Jets won.
Rudy's now 0-2.
0-2. Jim Nance took Miami, loser.
0-2.
So right now, I'm 1-1. Mike is 2-0. Rudy is 0-2. Jim Nance is 0-2.
That's right.
Next game, Tampa Bay and Tennessee. I take the Buccaneers, big loser. Mike takes the Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
big loser. Rudy takes the Buccaneers, big loser. Jim Nance takes Tennessee.
Yeah, that was the one he was making a big deal about.
His first win.
Yeah, making him 1-2.
Fourth game of the week, Green Bay and the Ravens.
The deciding game.
I take the Packers, big winner. Mike takes the Ravens, loser.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy takes the Packers, big winner. Jim Nance takes the Ravens, big loser.
Which means Nancy owes the money.
Mike, both you and I had two right and two wrong.
Right.
Both Rudy Martsky and Jim Nance had three wrong and one right.
There you go. So they were 1-3, so they both owe $400 to the relief fund.
Correct. Now they can split it, right?
Yeah, we thought that's what we would probably do.
So $200 each. Yeah, I don't like the gym. That's the whole reason Nancy was pulling that whole thing.
Right.
One tie, all tie. Let's do it again.
No.
Come on. They each owe $200.
Yeah, and right. If they're stand-up guys, they'll each pay $400.
Right.
And if Jim Nance wants to come on the show again, hell, he can do it on Friday if he wants. He wants to pick it again for charity, for the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Absolutely.
Bring it on. Okay, will you call him and tell him?
Yeah, everything's taken care of.
Get right. Will you get Nance on the phone?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You want to call him?
Yeah, sure. Just like to give him the bad news in person.
Oh, of course.
He's not going to take this well.
No, he won't, and he'll like try to twist it into something horrible. Now, we get Rudy on the phone, but it's tough to track that cell phone down at the various resorts and vacation destinations.
All right, so we're going to call Jim Nance. Nancy from CBS.
You tell him 400, you'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, no, I think it's fair to make the offer of 200 from each of them.
That's fair.
And Don,
got it. Yeah.
You really have to go through it the exact same way with him. I know it's repetitive, but
I will.
He won't buy it otherwise.
I will. I'll give him all the same stuff.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Nance, buddy. What do you think he's doing right now?
it sounds like a bird flapping its wings.
God damn it, Nancy, where are you? You just called us.
Guys, I've got to do lunch. Dan Rather and I are having lunch together.
Here's Jim Nance right now.
Another quiet day in the office.
Oh, the NFL on CBS.
Getting ready for the NFL on CBS.
Oh, the NFL today on CBS.
Carol, close my blinds.
Jim Nance. I'm Jim Nance. Jim Nance here with the update.
Oh, hi, Randy. You're in the office awfully early today, aren't you?
Hold all my calls, except Glanville.
All right, well, Nance is not answering his phone. Nancy's not answering her phone.
Listen, call Jerry Glanville. Have him call me and talk dirty to me.
Okay, well, can you imagine? Hey, what are you wearing? Boy, I'd like to do you.
Rob does a fantastic impersonation of meeting Jerry Glanville. What did he say to you when you met him the first time?
Jerry Glanville in person.
Hi, I'm Jerry Glanville. Yeah. All right, Lisa, please call these nuts. Oh, isn't that the number you gave me for Nance?
Yeah, and Rudy.
Oh, I don't care about Rudy.
Okay.
You call him yourself. Get Rudy on the phone.
Hey, how you know, but he's probably doing the same thing Nance is doing.
Hey, here I am in my office.
Yeah.
Watching my spank provision.
Oh, there's my byline in USA Today.
Man, that looks good.
Rudy Martsky.
Oh, look at that empty. Look at my Coors Light television.
It's a beer can, but it's a television.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, mouse is home.
Hey, honey.
Say, no, that's all right. I was mopping the floor.
I'm not doing anything.
What kind of tricks are you playing anyway? Why didn't you deliver them right away?
Rudy Martsky.
You know that boy's very sick?
There he is.
You know, we still never get the timing right on those tapes.
You lazy loaf.
Yeah, there he is. He's really getting his jerk on.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing, guys?
That is a horrible picture.
Okay.
Wow.
So we've solved that dilemma. Now, listen, I also hear from Slow Joe that we've had tons of guys calling in, guys who are all in their early to mid-60s. Won't cut it, guys.
No, you got to be in your 70s now because we've got a guy that's 69 from the Bronx, and yeah. he's the leader.
And actually, we might take another 69-year-old guy and go on who has the earliest birthday.
Ah, very good.
Uh-huh. But the 69th would have to be the cutoff there. You got to be at least 69. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I just wanted you to know that Zany Brainy has Larry King's bookmark down to $2.99 from $13 of value.
Is it Daddy Day, Daughter Day?
It is.
There you go. A bargain at any price.
Well, you know, that's another thing we got to finish up. We never got around to listening to the rest of the Larry King tape.
There's a brief hello, just brief.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Pablo.
Hey, Pablo.
Hey, you want to talk about Smallville? They're going to show Smallville tonight. WB.
Yes, I know. It's Superman as a boy, but I'm pissed off because it's like he's Superboy, but he's just finding out he's Superboy.
Right. Well, I thought I'd remind you because I thought you forgot because you didn't say anything about it.
You don't care for this particular comic book incarnation?
Nah, I'll TiVo it, and I'll see what's doing. Thank you, Pedro.
Shales hated it. The other critics liked it.
It was Pablo, Don.
That was Pablo. And where was he calling from?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, no, don't you remember that?
Hi, this is Pablo. And I'm calling from the bottom of the pool.
Remember that Pablo Cruz album that had What You Gonna Do When She Says Goodbye?
This is Pablo. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
It was right at the very beginning of that Pablo Cruz album.
Great album.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Hello, that was Pablo's line. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling for Stephanie.
Of course you're calling for Steffi.
Is this Pablo?
No, this is Mike from New Jersey.
Let me see. You got to either be over 69 years old or weigh more than 550 pounds.
No, I'm 27 years old, but the deal is I speak German. She wants that?
No.
No, wait, no. Hold on. Well, what do you like?
I want a gangbang.
You want to, of course you want a gangbang. But I hear a trace of an accent, a very slight trace of an accent.
You're a German fellow?
No, I'm actually Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Oh, Transylvanian.
Let me hear you speak some German.
Ich liebe dich.
What?
Ich liebe dich.
Kurve, yo.
Huh?
Hey, Dumkopf. Hey, Dumkopf. Come on, speak some English.
No, let him.
I mean, speak some German.
What do you want me to say?
Well, come on.
Hallo, Liebling.
Kurve, yo.
What does that mean, Mike?
I think it's something dirty, one of my Hungarian friends.
I'll speak some German to you.
Yeah?
Hey, Essen mein Scheiß.
I got a buddy of mine who's an anesthesiologist, and Scheiß I play top. Golf with him, and he says things in Hungarian that are just really awful.
Oh.
And I think that might be one of the bad ones.
Well, I'm sorry. One of the criteria was not speaking German. You got to either be over 69 years old or weigh more than 550 pounds.
So for now, we have to say auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I have a quick question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, you were talking about that certain website about all the emails that were coming that were fake.
Yes.
Can you have that email again?
It's Snopes,
Snopes2.com.
Snopes, then the number 2.com.
.com?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
It's a good website. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
The contest you're having, I'm a little too young for all that.
Right.
Only 27.
Right.
But I think you should open up another category to people.
Another? Okay, what's the category you want to open up?
I'm thinking maybe like handicapped people, maybe retarded people.
Are you retarded? Are you retarded or handicapped?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I just think it'd be fair because you got fat people and you got...
No, but he cares about others.
He does. He's just a magnanimous kind of guy.
Yeah, has Larry King called in yet?
No, Larry King is not called in yet.
He'd be the leader.
Hello, John and Mike. What category? The old, the retarded, the...
He'd be the old guy. He'd be in the... Isn't he like 71?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, yeah. I'm calling about the big fat guy.
How
I worked with him. And I was just going to tell him about where I had to take him one day so he could get waived.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Start over again now.
The big fat guy?
Right, you mean Dave, the 550-pound guy?
Yeah.
Where do you have to take him? A granary?
I used to work with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wanted to tell him about where I had to take him to get weighed at.
All right, where did you have to take him to get weighed?
The torpedo factory. In Old Town Alexandria, the one they was talking about last week.
You know, that's true. That's another one of these goddamn art galleries my wife takes
right.
me to, and they actually used to make torpedoes there. And
right.
as you walk in the front door, it's
yeah,
got
yeah,
a giant...
Yeah, 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 and it's a big-ass scale.
A scale that's as big as the floor.
Really?
That they weigh torpedoes.
That they used to weigh torpedoes on. Are you kidding? That's where you...
Hey.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can swear to effing God, you just can't say the F word.
So you took him there, and it worked when you got him up on that thing?
Like, he goes in there. He said that's the only scale that he can go to weigh himself on.
Oh, my God damn.
I'm not lying, dude.
And no,
did you go with him when he weighed himself?
I dropped him off out front and let him go in and do it. And he come out and told me because he was, like, about being on his diet. And he was trying to do some weight and all this stuff.
But
I'm dead serious. I used to work. He just quit working where I worked about 2.5 months ago.
And
I even drive the old truck he used to drive.
How's that smell?
It was loud in his face.
What did he weigh when he got back into the car that day you weighed him?
I think it was like, I think that time he was like 5 and some change because he was on a diet, or he tried to be on a diet.
Uh-huh. Well, apparently he's let himself go now.
Up near I can't exactly say 550, but I know he's up right about 550. You know?
Did he ever try to eat you?
Huh? Try to eat me? Nah. It's pretty funny, though. I mean, he used to go order cheeseburgers, right?
Yeah.
He was on his diet.
But he'd order, like, go to Wendy's and get, like, the 99-cent kids' value meal cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And he would take them off, like, take all the buns off of them because he said the bread would make him, you know, stay heavy.
Yeah.
But he would stack, like, the burgers on side of each other. But being a big dude, you would expect him to eat, like, a whole bunch.
How many?
I never saw him eat a whole bunch, you know what I'm saying? But he loves some gumballs.
He loves them gumballs.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to bust his balls.
No, it's okay.
Y'all should let him win, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope he does win. I hope he does win. So you never saw him eat, like, four chickens?
Four chickens? Nah, he always told me, though, he could eat a whole pizza without a problem.
Sure.
But he had to stop.
So can I weigh about 215. That ain't nothing.
But, I mean, I'm sure he could eat more than that. But, I mean, he said he used to order a whole large pizza to himself.
Yeah.
And would eat the whole thing, but he said I.
No, you dropped the S bomb and the F bomb.
Oh man, I'm not meaning to.
You got
to
keep
this
it clean.
Is funny.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanks, DA.
Hello.
Hello.
Dumbass. Hello, George.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
I wanted to suggest a different category. The couple callers are going to suggest the handicap category. I was thinking we should have a German handicap category.
You know, I'll tell you right now, there are too many helpers suggesting categories and not enough old and fat guys calling.
We're going to stick with just old and fat.
But thanks for calling, D.A.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Eric, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Got an idea. He's old, but you already gave him a gift. How about Frank Gorshin?
Frank Gorshin would be old enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Stephanie, how are you? You're looking lovely here. Would you like to come on my cigarette buzz?
Excuse me, Mike?
My cigarette buzz.
No, you said, would you like to come on my cigarette buzz?
Hey, Stephanie, I bet she's done that, too.
All right.
Oh, look at my bandages.
Thank you.
You guys roll.
Thanks for listening. We got a break. We'll be right now. Oh, listen. Hey, it's a Tuesday,
yeah.
Which, of course, means last night Monday Night Football was on, mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to have a special football guest when we come right back.
Mike
Show. What are you saying? Ready for some jumbo loving?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The life! This is the best show we've ever done!
Really, you think so, huh?
Smells like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. The big money's coming back to the Don and Mike Show.
Yay.
Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to lay $6,000 on you guys. Listen to this. We're going to have a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Oh, there's nothing grosser than pumpkin pie.
Tell Opie not to get mad, but I'm sure there's going to be puke in the studio.
Yay!
We'll try to do that one day here at JFK. Also, guys will be having sex with pumpkins on the show.
Always very exciting. And I've heard very satisfying.
Yeah, sex to completion.
Yeah.
With a pumpkin. Also, the Halloween costume contest. You can dress up as Ken Stevens or Jeremy Coleman or Dennis or Tom or Homo Joe. And we're also going to do the concert.
What about any of us? Will we be able to dress
up? Mike, frankly, I can't take it.
At least you're honest.
I can't take it. So, no, we're all out of it.
Come on.
Uh-uh.
How about a hug?
No, thanks. I get tired of looking at that picture on the WNDW website of us at the bowling alley and just imagining what people are thinking when they see that. I don't need to be lampooned for the way I look. Look at a picture of me. That's self-lampooning.
Okay.
I don't need some guy dressing up like me to tell me that I am a hideous-looking man. I mean, look at a picture of me on the website, for God's sakes. And also, we're going to have the, come in the studio and scare us contest.
Very good.
That's coming up, too. And all the money that we're giving away with all these contests over the next couple of weeks, courtesy of Simply Wireless. Please go to their website, simplywireless.com. They're big in Sprint PCS at Simply Wireless. Get Sprint PCS nationwide network serving over 300 major metropolitan areas. And we thank Simply Wireless
and
for the money.
And for those come in our studio and scare us thing, please. No anthrax jokes, please.
Right. Oh, no, you're going to have to come in here
right. And
actually do something to scare us.
Scared?
I mean, you got to do some kind of stunt, some kind of a wacky trick to scare us.
Scary?
Are you scared, kids?
Scared Batman?
Now listen, the lines are open here. Oh, yes, yeah, scare us. The lines are open now. We're giving away a day with Stephanie from www.triplexbiker.com. Triple X Biker. This girl's been in gangbangs, and she, you can go on a date with her mouth.
She's always looking for a date.
And we need two guys. We're looking for an old guy and a fat guy. Right now, Bob from the Bronx is leading. He's 69 years old. Dave from Maryland is leading the other category. He weighs 550 pounds. If you can do better, call Lisa or call Slow Joe, and you'll go on the date. Now, I keep saying Steffi. Is it?
I think it's Steffi.
It's Steffi.
Yeah.
Steffi.
I mean, that would be the German pronunciation. Steffi. Would be Steffi.
Steffi.
Right. Like Stuttgart.
We saw this girl today. Big, gigantic boobs. Just had a boob job. She put the germ in Germany. And For Steffi.
Yeah, she had something in here that she was, like, taking.
So, if you know, oh, now, wait, this can't be true. Guy says he's 80. Kevin?
Yeah.
Are you really 80?
I am really 80. I'm very healthy.
Turn down your TV or your radio, whatever you have on there.
Turn it down.
Can't be true. Yeah, hello? Yeah. Are
you really? No, turn your radio down, sir.
Turn your radio down. Just listen to the telephone.
I know.
I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah, I know maybe, but...
He's just
again,
starting to sell it right now.
Let me ask you something. Kevin, what is your date of birth?
Yeah. No, turn your radio down.
Turn it down.
Turn your radio down. Hey. Just listen to the telephone. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're being goofed on here.
Yeah, I do too. So. Kevin?
Hello?
No, this guy's not 80. No.
I am 80.
What is your date of birth?
I was born 80 years ago.
What is your date of birth?
I was born 80 years ago.
Right.
Now, you got to give us the date of birth.
I was born in 1921.
You were born what?
1921.
All right, you just did the math in your head. Well, what's your birthday?
My birthday is January the 30th, 1921.
How old will you be on your next birthday?
I will be 81.
And you really are 80?
I'm really 80.
Now, how can we verify this? But outside of the fact that it sounds like a young guy who's pretending.
Of course, if we pursued it, we'd have to have like a birth certificate or something. Yes. Or a driver's license.
I can verify it. I'll show you my birth certificate. I can even show you my Rico penis.
Okay. All right, he's full of crap.
Don, what night was the Ed Sullivan show on?
1969.
No, what night of the week was the TV show Ed Sullivan on?
I have Alzheimer's.
I can't
remember so well.
I have Alzheimer's.
We're about to forget about you.
No.
Liar.
I have Alzheimer's. See, he wouldn't remember if he had Alzheimer's to tell us that he had Alzheimer's.
Exactly. And the whole thing, as soon as we mentioned the TV, then he like went to town with it, like turning it up loud. And
let me say to the younger guys, it's not like you can't get a date with this woman. She's available. You know, just go to the website.
Yeah, I mean, she gets in gangbangs all the time.
There you go. Everybody's welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Her doors never close. Her meat curtains are always open.
Boy, an 80-year-old would be great, though.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, here's a new category. What about body piercings?
No. Everybody's working too hard doing that, and not enough people are calling old people they know.
Now, Joe says that we have had a ton of guys calling.
Right.
But obviously, it's going to be tough to find a guy that weighs over 550 pounds.
Yeah, well.
And we've had a bunch of guys calling who are in their mid to late 60s, but nobody who beats the 69-year-old mark.
Got to go into the 70s.
Now, listen, last night we got a guest coming up here. We got to get right to it. Last night was Monday Night Football, And your Fighting Washington Redskins, the worst team in professional sports, went to 0-5. As you know, WJFK FM, our flagship station here in D.C., is the rights holder for the Redskins. So after every game, we're very proud to welcome into the studio majority owner of the Washington Redskins, and I want to say he's got big, big balls to come in after such an awful loss. Please welcome.
Thank you.
Daniel M. Snyder.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, everybody. I am so angry. You don't even know how angry I am. I have really, really had it. I am excited.
About what?
Smallville premieres tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very, very psyched about that. I am very, very happy about that. It's good to be here, but I am mad. You know what? The problems with the Washington Redskins are multifold.
Oh.
I am just so pissed. This just sucks. I want to fire everybody.
Well, no, you can't fire everybody because
you... Oh, yes, I can.
Still got like 11 games to play.
No, I can fire everybody. I'd like to fire the players, the coaches, the administrative staff, the old ladies that have been there for all that time and that I had to keep.
And then who are you going to replace them? Are you going to go to the...
Small people.
Yeah, going to go to the circus, get one of them clown cars, you open up and like 18 guys come piling out of it?
I think that some of my compatriots, those of us that are littler, will do quite nicely and will fill the spots quite nicely outside of the players. I know the players have to be larger, but I think we need more people that are closer to my height. That it can, can relate to me.
And how
then we can have a decent organization. This is not what it's about.
How tall are you, Dan?
Depends on your perspective. With the elevator shoes or without?
All right, well, first, with the elevator shoes.
With elevator shoes, I'm 3'2".
Okay. Wow. And in your stocking feet?
In my stocking feet, I'm a foot and a half.
Foot and a half.
I have huge, huge elevator shoes. They're lovely. I'm glad you noticed, though.
Like disco shoes, right?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call...
They're like Spice Girl shoes.
I'm going to call the Munchkin Temp Agency. I'm going to get some over here. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a wonderful time was had by all. I don't mind telling you. I am...
The Reds...
Don, can I tell you something really
true? The Redskins are the worst team in the league.
0-5.
0-5.
What should I do? I don't think people respect me because I'm small. I had a conversation down on the, during training camp. This should have been a warning to me. I had a training camp conversation with Bruce Smith. And I went down there and I said, what do you think of the team this year? You know, and he picked me up in his hand.
In his hand.
And then he threw me to Michael Westbrook.
Ooh.
Like 30 yards back and forth. And they're throwing me and they're laughing and they're laughing.
Have you thought about channeling? I know that a lot of people believe in this. That maybe you could channel the spirit of someone like Billy Barty. And perhaps he could give you some advice.
He's no longer with us, and I think if I could communicate there. But I think the main problem with the Redskins is not defense, not offense. We have to work on our short game. There's no doubt about that.
Let me ask you a question. When Steven Davis was carrying you around, did he ever fumble you?
He never did. He actually held on to me because he was nervous. You know, because he's still kind of new to the league. He really is, you know, he's not a super veteran like some of the other guys. He gave me up right away, but he tossed me. Tossed me over to Marty Schottenheimer. Then Marty Schottenheimer was laughing, and he tossed me over to one of his brothers or his cousins, whoever he's got working there. It really pissed me off. I don't mind telling you right now.
Steven Davis, for those of you know, the four or five of you who actually watched the game last night, with like 2 minutes left, Steven Davis fumbled the ball. Cowboys get the ball. They go the length of the field. They kick a field goal with 1 second left to beat the Redskins.
It was, and I have my lucky dessert that I have before every game. Strawberry shortcake. And it really, 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 I thought that would do it, but it didn't do it, and it makes me mad.
You know what you got? You got a small-time organization.
I got a little man's complex, I know. A Napoleon complex is what they said.
I thought he was watching a great movie the other night.
Little Women?
No. The Woody Allen movie?
Oh,
Small Time Crooks?
Small Time Crooks, fantastic
movie. Great movie.
Oh, man.
And you know what else?
I was home. I didn't even want to watch the TV last night after they lost. I just put on my favorite album.
What's that?
Little Feet. I love them. They are so very, very good.
I was thinking about giving you a DVD copy of a great movie, a kids' movie. Ever seen it called Small Soldiers?
Oh, yeah, Small Soldiers, fantastic movie. It's absolutely the best. I have that on my boat. It's not really a boat.
What is it?
It's a thimble.
Thimble. Oh, and I forgot what a fan you are of, here's another person you could channel.
Right.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
The late Tiny Tim.
That would be fantastic. I met him once. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
We went down to one of the local diners and had some baby back ribs. He's such a good man, absolutely, and some short ribs also.
Now, why do you think a lot of teams are 0-5 or 0-5? Detroit stinks, Buffalo stinks, Dallas stinks, but why do you think it is the people of Washington seem to be focusing so much on you as the reason the Redskins are 0-5?
I think what it is basically is a small-time mentality. I really do. I think they're very short-sighted. I don't think they think about the big picture. They think about the little picture all the time. They think about the little details and not the big game. That's my problem, I tell you. And I think they have a short attention span.
very, very frustrating. It really is. You know, the other day, I told you about my embarrassing moment out in San Francisco.
Oh, right, all right, when you got pushed into a guy's...
That was very, very difficult.
Behind.
For me. Oh, it was really one of the worst things. But the other thing was, one time I went up to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And they had one of these pancake breakfasts.
Yeah.
And I got caught in a short stack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and somebody could just barely see my feet. I was wearing... sneakers?
Yeah.
White sneakers? They thought it was butter between the pancakes. I almost got eaten.
Is this true? I heard that you recently spent a couple of days in Rush Limbaugh's ear.
I did.
That Rush Limbaugh thought you were a hearing aid.
Yeah, he asked me to come up. No, I'm a fan. He asked me to come up and look inside. I got inside there, and I said, it looks to me like it's a degenerative thing. I told his doctors, because I'm better than any of those little probe microscopes, and then I went back to my house on Little River Turnpike.
How, you know, speaking of that, do you think you could help the government with these terrorist attacks? For instance, if they were to get one of those very tiny outbreak suits,
yes.
Do you think this is almost like in Gulliver's Travels?
I could actually get into the mail system.
Yes, if you could actually
hide in the back of the trucks, get inside the envelopes.
All right, that's
yeah. And if I had the right protective suit, I'd be able to tell you if there was any powder in there.
Yeah.
I'd be able to protect everybody. It would be fantastic. I got a big date tonight.
You do? I thought you're married.
No, I'm going out with a hot chick, like Donald Trump does.
Oh, who are you going out with?
Malibu Barbie.
Hey, congratulations.
Should be a lot of fun. Really, really excited about it. I am very, very excited.
Well, what is the message? Now, listen, last night I know that you like screaming at the...
What is my message? My message will be to the Redskins, relax, put on a record. I like to listen to Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles.
I understand that you get in screaming matches with the coach and with the players after the game.
I do.
And how does that go? I mean, what is it like?
Well, they're all so short-tempered. It's very, very difficult to relate to those guys. It really is.
What do? They put you up on a...
they got small minds.
Oh, they put you up on a stool or something and I'll sit around? Or?
Well, you know, a lot of people are worried about stuff. I'm worried about the football game. I'm not worried about any of the big issues here. I'm certainly not worried about the latest biological scare because anthrax won't fit in my nostrils. Those particles won't actually pass, I can't get the inhalation kind.
To you,
but if I get the kind that's contact skin, I'm like a radish in 5 seconds. I just disintegrate.
To you,
I turn into like a raisin.
A speck of anthrax, that's like the size of a volleyball to
it's
you, right?
It's huge, it's huge. It looks like to me, it looks like a big boulder you would see out in Colorado. I can avoid it very easy. And it's not, you're doing okay in the studio, everything's fine. You're also big. Look at you up there. Oh, man. Unbelievable, really. I've always wanted to be taller. I really have.
Well, 0-5, and I know that next week, you play the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm, that's a big game.
What's the thought next week?
I think small. Think small and think tiny little details. Minuscule, infinitesimal details. Microscopic details. Let's not think about, the whole big thing and what we're going to look like if we go on 0-6. Think about completing the short pass, gaining the short yardage.
And finally, what would you say to those in the media who are holding you up for ridicule? Those who, those heartless bastards who, rather than say the team stinks, are making attacks on you, and in many cases, unfair attacks on the fact that you are shorter than the average man.
I will tell you right now that in the words of my favorite comedian, Martin Short, you should look at the big picture, I must say, and I will say, ye have little faith. Little faith. And I'll just say, I'm going to take it upstairs to the fat man.
Let me ask you,
little man.
If there was a couple of disc jockeys who were doing a bit on their show every week where they'd have you come in and they portrayed you as a foot and a half tall and one of the disc jockeys spoke like in a munchkin voice and stuff.
I would say they were going to shortchange their careers.
Would you call the station and try to get them fired?
I would indeed.
You would?
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't do it. I'd have one of my bigger guys do it.
Okay.
I'm not that small-minded.
Okay.
It's not the way I operate.
All right, well, as you can hear, everybody, he's got it together after the Monday
NASCAR,
Night Live.
I'm getting into NASCAR.
What do you mean?
I'm getting my own NASCAR driver.
Really? Who's that?
Chad Little.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan Snyder. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Go Skins, 0-5.
He's so small.
Oh, five.
Boy, he seems to have a complex.
Yeah. Dan Snyder.
Not sure what he's all
very
about.
Very thick skin on that man. He's very, I just want to say for the record, he's a damn good sport.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is. Mr. Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder.
Yeah, one little trip out to San Francisco, he gets up.
He can take a joke.
Surely.
We got to break. Buzz, is that news in your hand?
No, it isn't.
Okay. You know, I just,
you got to be careful with that, Buzz.
Yes.
In this day and age.
I know.
I look over there and I see Buzz holding something and looking at it.
No,
and,
much like Rob, Buzz was doing a little comedy writing during that bit.
Oh, were you really?
Yes, I was.
What did you have, Buzz? What were your zingers?
Let's see. Our play will improve in short order.
Okay.
Things will be better shortly.
Shortly.
The fans have been shortchanged this season.
Okay.
And don't worry, this will be short-lived.
Sure. There you go. That's the one I used. I didn't say. I got to look over to you more when I'm doing that.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Mike, you're surrounded by incredibly funny people on this show.
It's like working for your show of shows.
Can I say? We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
He jumped around like a little bitch.
Your source for hot gay action. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, tons of guys that call. We got 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 68-year-old guys calling.
No 70-year-olds yet.
And as far as the heavy guys, nothing but lightweights. 300,
no.
350 pounds.
So it looks like we got our guys.
Yeah. Well, the show's got about an hour left.
Yeah, you
got
to keep trying.
We're giving away a free oral date with Steffi, the German chick from
www.xxxbikers.com.
Okay, now, this is a private message from me to the dump girl. The lovely Pixie, Katie, who works our dump button. Don't dump out of this next segment because we've already set the call up in advance.
Yes, we have called and said we were going to be calling on the show.
Okay.
The Donna and Michelle Show.
Here is the headline. World's first maxi pad for plus-size women.
Mm-hmm.
Maxi pads are going to the max thanks to a new product being marketed for larger ladies. The Always Maximum Protection is being pitched as the world's first pad made to fit women's size 14 and up.
Yeah.
Up until now, sanitary napkins have been designed for pants size 6 and under.
Wrong.
Procter & Gamble makes the jumbo pads. Rob, if you would please call here.
Sure.
And tell this broad Elaine, who's a press agent in Cincinnati, that she's about to be on the Donna and Michelle Show.
Very good. Yes. Oh, how I have waited for this product, honey.
Now, Lisa has done all the setup on this, told her that you and I are two female lifetime friends.
Yes.
Who have been working together. I mean, a lot of the stuff is true. We've been working together for 15 years. Got a radio show syndicated to about 60 cities.
And these are just our personas of Donna and Michelle.
Oh, you got it?
Hold on. Through that time.
Here it is. There's the number right there. Area code 513.
Yeah.
You see it? It's like operating an eye chart here, Rob. See, because the number is so small on that piece of paper.
I got it.
And we're primarily calling to say thank you. thank you.
That's right. I've had a problem because the size 6, in fact, it won't do anything. And I have such a red mess down there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, with this size.
This is Rob Stein. From
Jumbo Extra Large.
Program. How are you? Very well. Are you ready to talk to our host for a few minutes? We'll put you on hold. When you hear Donna and Michelle, you'll be on the air. And thanks for taking the time to join us today. Thanks.
Okay, here we go. All right, ready? Are you ready?
A moment.
Collect yourself.
Okay. As well as I can.
Okay, here we go. Don't make me laugh now.
I know, I won't.
Don't make me laugh, Buzz.
Okay, all right. Welcome back. Hi, gals. This is Don. And I'm Michelle.
Listen, I have to apologize. We got a bit of a laugh fest going on.
We are having such a good time today. I cannot even begin to tell you.
There's nothing better than girls getting together, dishing, talking with each other. And now Lisa tells me that we have... Listen, stop the funny stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about maxi pads now, which is serious business for a lot of plus-size women.
As we are, joining us now is Elaine Plummer.
from Cincinnati, Ohio. She works for Procter & Gamble. Hello, girlfriend.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Elaine. I'm so excited about this new product.
Well, I'm glad you are.
So am I.
Have you seen the new product?
No, we've not. We want to hear about it. Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Donna.
And I am Michelle. This is the Donna Michelle Show. And we're talking with Elaine about women who are larger now to get maximum protection because you're making a larger pad. Yeah.
Right.
Now,
right.
I want to tell you something about myself. I've not come out of the closet as far as my sexuality, but I recently have announced on the show that I wear a size 22.
Uh-huh.
And now, please don't laugh, man.
I'm not laughing. No, I'm just thinking.
I want to tell you.
I didn't know that. I guess I'm. Go on.
The problem that I have had, and
yes,
this is a show for women by women. I believe we can speak freely.
You can talk about women's issues. Talk about it. I remember that day you had that problem.
The problem, the last time my friend came to visit.
I know.
The pad that I had.
I told you not to wear tennis shorts.
Simply, the pad that I had would not do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've had to do is sometimes get three or four of those bad boys,
mm-hmm,
put them together, and Elaine, I don't have to tell you what a nightmare that is.
So now you're making jumbo pads, isn't that right, Elaine?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about pads.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please do.
Let's just talk here for a moment.
Yeah, let us girls just talk. Please.
Okay. Until now, most pads were designed for pant sizes 6 and below.
Yeah, I know, and it's so unfair.
Right, and with new Always Maximum Protection, it has a unique design. It provides more coverage than any other menstrual protection product in the market. Oh,
Always, honey, Maximum Protection,
Always,
thank
Maximum
God.
Protection. It's changed the game.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I need that. I want to tell you, I need that. Can you tell all of our listeners, now not everyone is as large as me. Some are larger, some are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the size of the largest pad?
Yeah, the biggest maxi pad
that you're currently marketing.
Well, it's Always Maximum Protection. I can't measure in inches, but I can tell you it provides more coverage. But it's really for any woman who feels she's not getting the best protection from her.
Would it be about the size of a good size bath towel?
Oh, heavens.
Now listen, Michelle. This is not something we should be joking about. I think perhaps the size of a Kleenex.
No, I would say a regular maxi pad is long and slightly thin. And what I would want to know would be if the maxi pad was larger.
I believe it is larger. You know, this is, listen,
we're sitting with each other right now, we could talk, I could show you products so that you could really...
Could you send us a box or two?
I could send you a box.
Oh, you're a dear heart.
I want to tell you something. When my friend comes to visit, sometimes my friend will come 3 days, 4 days. Sometimes, if my friend stays 7 days, I want to tell you, my dry cleaning bill goes through the roof, which is why I'm so happy to hear about this product.
It's called Always Maximum Protection, isn't that right?
You shout it out again for me.
Always Maximum Protection.
Okay.
You say that, girl. Now listen.
Always Maximum Protection.
And this is even for some of those Gwyneth Paltrow type women.
I'm talking heavy flow.
Size 2, size 3, size 4. Oh, God,
that is... For any woman.
I despise
any
those women.
Woman.
I despise.
It's for the lady who wants extra protection. Now, does it come with a deodorant?
A deodorant?
Yeah, a deodorant. Is it a deodorant pad?
I don't believe so.
Oh, no.
But you don't. Tell me what you know about deodorant pads.
Well, what I know about them is that they help you, they protect you, and they also keep you feeling fresh and clean.
Actually, I don't. I'm a little embarrassed here. I'm talking to women coast to coast, and
yes.
I don't believe that's the case with this.
Well, listen, I want to just say
actually,
something.
Actually, no, it's not a deodorant.
That is a problem that is unique to Michelle.
But it's Always Maximum Protection.
Absolutely. It's got more lanes, a lot more protection.
More lanes?
It covers more of your panty.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cover my panty, honey. Cover my panty.
That's a lot of panty to cover.
I need that covered. Now, tell me something. How many come to a box?
Well, it depends on the size box.
Two?
Buying.
That's not
and
funny,
I,
Michelle.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, it depends. I mean, you can buy a box. I you know, and I'm sitting here, I must say, when you all called, I just walked into my office, and I don't have a box looking at me.
Do you have a rough idea of how many come in a box, honey?
32.
Right. Excellent. Right. That is wonderful. Always maximum protection.
Now, will these be sold by single serving? What I mean is, I've been occasionally, if I'm at Denny's, I will go in, and when I'm washing up after I eat, sometimes my friend will visit, and there's a vending machine on the wall.
Will they serve them like that?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But you can get them easily at your grocery store, at your pharmacy.
If they come 32 to a box.
Are they on the market already?
Yes, you can find them. They will say maximum protection on them.
Oh, fantastic.
If that is 32 to a box, let me do the math.
And we're just guessing. It could be 40 to a box. And I'm embarrassed.
Please tell me there'd be 40 to the box.
But that would get you through the better part of the
week. Sizes. There are different size boxes, certainly.
Right. What color is the box?
The box is blue. Yeah. And
oh, that's
green
my favorite.
Box. All of our boxes are blue and green.
Blue and green.
That's, and it just depends on whether they have wings or not.
Wings.
Yes, now I want to say something.
Fly me away, honey.
I need the wings.
Mm-hmm.
I need the wings. God bless the man.
Are they
adhesive wings?
Are they adhesive wings?
They are. They're wonderful wings.
Do you use Velcro?
No, we don't use Velcro.
I'm just checking.
Now, for a woman of myself, as I mentioned, I'm size 28.
Buffalo wings.
Now, will you stop that? That is what I have for lunch today.
You're telling me.
Donna. Would you stop that, please, Michelle?
I'm sorry. You go ahead and ask the nice lady a question.
Listen, you got to understand something here, honey. Elaine.
I hear you arguing back and forth.
We've been doing this a long time, honey.
We are just two girls dishing back and forth.
I know. This is time for love, not arguing.
I know.
But I want to tell you something, and you stop your ridiculing of me. You know, when my friend visits.
Always maximum gas when you eat those wings.
Now, listen, I'm trying to make a point with our guest here.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I'm
sorry.
To make a point here.
Go ahead, make your point.
My flow.
Make your point.
Is heavy, heavy, heavy flow.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, with this pad, and I speak for all 28 women, will one pad handle my flow, or will I have to double up?
Oh, I think one pad should handle your...
Isn't that wonderful?
I want to tell you right now, what I'm looking for is a pad. I've always dreamed for a pad that's about the size of a bun on a Whopper.
Mm-hmm. You mean that kind of thickness?
Yes, the Burger King Whopper.
Not necessarily wide, just thick and absorbent.
Very thick, very absorbent.
I understand.
Would you mind taking a phone call from one of our listeners?
I'm sorry, I won't be able to do that right now. I thank you so much for bringing me on so I could talk about this.
Well, we do
ladies.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
The lady's name is Elaine Plummer. She works for Procter & Gamble, and the product is called Always
Maximum Protection.
I love the sound of that.
Mm-hmm. Darling, you're a sweetheart. Love you. Thank you for coming on the Donna and Michelle Show.
You take care of yourself, okay?
Now, before we let you go, we got to ask a shameless plug.
Is there
any way that we could get some free samples?
You give me your address, and I'll make sure you get free.
Oh, God bless you.
You're a sweetheart.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Hold on one moment. Rob, would you pick up and talk to her, please? That was a bloody marvelous interview.
I'm sorry. You got mad at me. I thought you were really seeing red there for a second.
Hey, Rob, what's she saying?
Yeah, well, they're fun ladies. They're a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah.
You can send it care of WJFK.
Just give her the P.O. Box.
10-800 Main Street.
Why give her the P.O. Box when you can give her the whole goddamn street address?
I don't know the address. Fairfax, Virginia.
You're still dumber.
220.
Well, yes, I guess I am.
Man.
I want to tell you something. My pants are a mess. I need something like a Subway sub roll down there.
I tell you, don't ever wear those yellow shorts.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
There you go. He said it was an adventure.
There you go.
It's an adventure.
I think she knew it was boring.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I don't think so.
Really? She didn't, huh?
No, you think
so? All right.
Because she's sending the product right along.
There you go.
She said, they sound fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Buzz, hold on. Let me see. Right. We got a guy who wanted to play along.
Let me hear how you could do this. Hello, Lucretia?
Hi, babies. I'm so glad to be on the Donna and Michelle Show. It's one of my favorite talk programs.
Is this Glenn?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's Glenn.
Oh, let me go with it. I had a good one. I wanted to ask her if they had wings, you know, and stuff.
All right, goodbye, Glenn.
Bye, Glenn. Bye.
Glenn the janitor, everyone.
Glenn the obsessive janitor.
Tony.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Tony.
Well.
Well, what?
I'm trying to figure out what size they had, too, because I have a big woman, and she's really big, and
well, I think she's
need a hamburger pad, too, so.
Well, I mean, that's a real product. I mean, it was a goof interview, but a real product.
She loved hearing that product's name mentioned.
Yeah. She sure did.
Always maximum protection.
All right, Tony. Well, baby got back. We got to go.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, man. Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Let's go over to Buzz Burbank right now.
Thank you, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, where is he?
The critics love Snatch.
Oh, my.
Oh, here he is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it
made
up.
Made it up?
You know, I could do that a lot better if I didn't have to look at you.
I'm sorry. Ditto.
Yeah, I know.
That's one, really, if we get out of the block, we're okay.
I know.
But if we, but it's extremely difficult to even start that bit.
I mean, I wanted to get real explicit with that bit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like,
when I have my vaginal bleeding, I want to tell you something, honey. Sometimes I just think I should put a bucket down there.
Oh, God. But I don't say, you would do that, and then she would go,
I'm sorry. Good day to you, sir.
And I just want to go, yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news today?
Today, still much to be said about anthrax.
Anthrax. No, get the Frankenstein tapes.
Okay.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Mostly bad.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Michelle Show. That was very
PR professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See, I told you it would work.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here we go.
Proudly wearing their rock kings, Don and Mike.
Well, before we head into Buzz and News, we're going to close out one of our categories now in the Win an Oral Date contest with Steffi, the German chick from the website. Let's congratulate Bob from the Bronx. Hey, Bob.
Hey. You got him.
Bob, who is 69, and incidentally, other guys called aged 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
But you're the winner, Bob.
I knew I called the right time.
Bob, that, of course, is
good.
That's good. Bob, and no coincidence, he's age 69.
Oh.
69-er. Bob, congratulations. I guess we're going to be flying you to D.C. so that you can participate in the date with Steffi.
You and a very heavy man.
No, this is the old guy.
Yeah, I know. But aren't they all going out together?
Oh, well, no, I don't know if that's for sure. Is that what you want, together? I mean, I thought we had discussed that, but that wasn't serious.
I thought
serious.
It was going to be one date with two guys.
I mean, I don't know. Bob, would you be able to perform in front of a fat guy?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's a little turnoff.
All right, how about maybe one date, two guys, and she would just go like in a room with one guy for a date?
Oh, yeah, I don't think they have to be in front of each other.
Okay, all right, so that's what I thought you were thinking.
Oh, no, not at all, like not in the back of the limo or anything.
you're bad.
I am bad.
You're very bad. Well, Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
And hold on, please, because you're the big winner from the Don and Mike Show today.
Very good.
Now, we're still, let me just give you a quick update on Dave, the 550-pound guy. This is why we haven't closed out the fat guy portion yet.
Right.
Dave, the 550-pound guy?
Yes, what's the deal with him?
Called him during the commercials, chickened out.
Oh, he wimped out.
Chickened out. Which means we're back to the guy from New York that comes to all of our appearances.
Yeah, he's a jolly sort.
450 pounds.
Big man, though.
If anybody can beat him, you got to call now, because by the time we end the news today, if no one else calls, he's going to be the other part of this human sandwich.
So we're looking for somebody over 450 pounds.
Right. So good luck to ye, and now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The anthrax letter sent to Tom Brokaw and Tom Daschle both had similar handwriting and similar packaging, and they both passed through the main post office in the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. Health officials have combed that post office and have found no traces of anthrax there. But postal workers are nervous, and not just in Trenton, but around the country. You may notice package deliveries have gotten a little slower in the last few days. The feds are investigating the Trenton connection between the letter to Tom Brokaw and the letter to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Now, today, an entire wing of the Senate building is closed. All mail deliveries have stopped to Congress.
Same wing where the thing happened yesterday.
Till further notice, right. The same wing where Tom Daschle's office resides. And now hundreds of employees are being checked for anthrax exposure. We're expecting, of course, most of those.
That's nothing. I mean, I just want to make sure we're not scaring people unnecessarily.
Right.
That is kind of a carryover from yesterday's news story, right?
Exactly.
Just to make sure it's nothing brand new that's happened.
Except for the fact that now they are checking hundreds of people for anthrax exposure.
Okay.
Right, they're just being careful.
Right,
we got the fat guy here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got someone fatter than 450. My brother, call him Fat Ted. He's 470.
470. He he'd have to call himself.
Damn.
Right,
yeah, he's well, probably, is he lazy?
Right, let me give him a call.
Show's on for a half hour. Have him call back.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I can make a joke like that because I'm a fat guy.
Sure, of course you can.
Okay. You know, if anybody's going, hey, that's discriminating against fat people.
No,
that's good. Thank you, Don.
That was good.
Thank you.
And now that anthrax has turned up at the tabloids and at ABC and NBC, hazmat teams have been combing the offices of other media outlets. On orders from New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, hazmat workers inspected the mailrooms at CBS, CNN, the New York Post, the Daily News, and the Associated Press. In the latest media-related case, the 7-month-old son of an ABC employee apparently picked up the bacteria when he was taken to the office recently. Doctors say the boy will be fine. He is, by the way, the first child ever to be treated for anthrax in this country and being treated with Cipro, same drug that's used for adults. Tom Brokaw, meanwhile, says he may have touched the bacteria because he now says he handled the same letter as his assistant, who was definitely exposed. She too will be fine. She and Brokaw are both taking the antibiotics. An announcement was made on the speaker system at an elementary school in Harlem yesterday. It warned the students not to drink the water or go to the bathroom. And it told them to gather in the auditorium where they all stayed until their parents could come get them.
Hold on, Buzz. Excuse me. I hate to break into this continuing parade of bad news, but I think we may have a new winner in the fat contest.
Oh, good.
Peter?
Yeah?
How much you weigh, dude?
457.
457.
Where are you from, Peter?
Man, I'm from Nigeria.
No, but what city are you listening to?
Oh, Alexandria.
Alexander,
Virginia. You're that big.
Yeah.
457 pounds. You know what the prize is, right?
That's what part I didn't get.
Oh, that part you didn't get?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Incredible!
Okay, hold on. Someone, tell the guy what the prize is.
Okay, put you on hold. I don't know if he even understands why he's calling.
He's put you on hold.
Apparently not.
Somebody tell him what the prize is.
Yes, Captain.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. We lost a 500-pounder there.
I think a lot of guys get scared when they realize how close it is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How close their prize is.
Yeah, with Tom Daschle and Tom Brokaw both getting the anthrax flyers in the mail, is Tom Gavin on a heightened sense of security?
Yes.
Tom alert.
Absolutely.
You know, the problem with these people calling in, do you remember Hambone used to misplace his phone?
Yeah.
That could be the problem.
Yeah, when you're reclining, you could actually lose the phone.
There's this dude who used to be on the Geraldo show all the time.
Right.
He was so fat, they had to lift him out of his house with a crane. Mm-hmm. We used to call him all the time, and one time we called, and we got real upset because we thought he was dead.
And he was actually lying on the phone.
And it was such a way that not only could he not hear it, but no one in the house could hear it.
And he said he might have been able to feel it. It was kind of like a pager on vibrate.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Call it 100, man.
Call 100. Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here.
No. Okay, Buzz. Hold on a second. Okay. We got 457.
Of course.
That still is our top weight. Did someone explain the contest to him? Peter.
Yeah?
You got the concept down?
Yeah, he told me about it before.
Yes, it's a date, but we can't really say what's going to happen on the date.
We have no idea what's going to happen.
But would you be interested in that?
Where's she from?
She's from Germany.
Germany.
I've had a German woman before. They're not like what I expect them to be. So if you got a Jap or Oriental.
Wait a minute, hold on. So you've had a German before and you don't like him. You want a Jap or an Oriental?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. She's German.
No, I want a Jap Oriental.
All right, so you're not interested?
He's choosy.
Put them on hold. I'll check the prize closet.
Peter, are you in or out of the contest?
If she's Oriental, yeah, I'll be in the contest.
No, she's not going to be.
You can't choose the woman you want.
I already had a German before back in Nigeria.
Yeah. Okay, all right, then I'm going to disqualify you. All right, call the next time we have a Jap.
Or Oriental.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
There's the transition music right there. He wanted a Jap or an Oriental.
Oh, I want a Jap or an Oriental.
Thank you, Peter from Nigeria. What a weird show this is.
Okay, Buzzy. What you got?
Well, the school I was telling you about, that turned out to be a hoax anyway. A man in the Midwest is in trouble for leaving an envelope of white powder on his boss's desk. Powder was harmless. The man was just mad at his boss. Planned Parenthood says 90 of its offices in at least 13 states have gotten envelopes containing threats and an unidentified white powder. Some of the notes reportedly include messages from a militant anti-abortion group called Army of God.
No good.
So far, tests on the powder have turned up negative for anthrax. This afternoon, the feds have announced that hoaxers will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Good.
Once again, a little late on that stuff. Yeah, I mean, lock them up. Lock the guys up today. Even the guy that left the thing on his boss's desk. Lock him up. Throw away the key for a while.
The boss was a real a.
Always takes the government a while to react.
We got
to
do a break. We're going to close out the contest at 450 pounds.
Hey, Oriental.
With a woman. Yeah, sorry, she's not Oriental or a Jap.
Yes, Captain.
She's a Kraut.
I had a German.
So call now if you can beat the weight. We'll be back with more news in a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Magnificent bastard. I salute you.
Come on. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100 here before Buzz gets under the news. 877-365-3636. 202-432-1067. I think we might have a contender. Oh, what'd you do? You just hung up on all these dudes. Joe. Ah, no, he's still there. Is this Wayne?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Wayne?
Manhattan.
How much you weigh?
400 pounds.
Yeah.
Not enough. What happened to the 460-pound guy?
I'm 405'7".
405'7". Still not thick enough.
All right, man.
Joe had two guys up on the screen. One was 400 and the other was 460.
Wow. What happened to the 460-pounder?
I don't know. I don't know. Looks like the guy from New York is going to be the winner.
Here he comes, the man I was just impersonating. Here he is now.
Hi, Joe.
I'm sorry, I got excited. I cleared him out for caller 100.
You cleared him out.
Well, I could try to find him again briefly.
Now everybody's calling for the contest.
Oh, man.
But you know what? We're going to have to let the weight thing carry over to tomorrow's show.
Well, you know what? I think if we let it carry over to tomorrow's show, we can go for at least 600 pounds.
All right, we're carrying that over for one day until tomorrow's show. Now, again, here is Buzz. And the reason we're doing that is that the 450-pound guy from New York, we've not been able to get a hold of him.
Okay. All right, very good.
We're going to carry that over. Buzz.
We still don't know what made people sick in New York's subway system last night. Four cops, two transit workers, and a medical technician were overcome by fumes that smelled sort of like ammonia. All seven had to be taken to the hospital from the deepest station in the system, the subway stop at 191st and St. Nicholas. The first victim passed out at around 6:30. All seven will be okay. No residue was found at the scene, so the source of the trouble is still a mystery. By the way, the NYPD responded to 80 calls about mysterious substances last night. 24 packages were hauled away. All of them tested negative for anthrax. Some of them contained talcum powder. The police in Washington, D.C. and the suburbs of Maryland and Virginia have been equally busy. President Bush is asking Congress to spend an extra $1.5 billion to fight bioterrorism.
Nice, Bush.
Also part of the package, making sure there are enough antibiotics to treat anthrax in 12 million people for 2 months. That's six times what we now have in stock. The package also includes money to make more smallpox vaccine.
Ah, that's what we forgot with Snyder today.
Yeah, oh, smallpox.
We were doing the Snyder bit. He should have had smallpox with the anthrax.
Oh, silly me.
Smallpox is the disease experts think will be the next and worst biological weapon.
Oh, okay.
No good.
The U.S. bombing in Afghanistan has been so successful, the Pentagon is now using big and bulky C-130s flying low and slow over the country to better hit Taliban military targets.
Low and slow.
Those are turboprop planes usually used for troop support. They can be used over Afghanistan now because the Taliban seems unable to shoot them down.
Sure, from their Datsuns.
The bombings have gotten more successful as the U.S. gets more and better information from the ground about which buildings should be targeted.
Hold on, Buzz. Excuse me. Scott?
Yeah.
Joe got him back on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How much you weigh, dude?
460.
How tall are you?
5'10".
We got a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a winner. If you're really 460 pounds. Now, have you heard the contest today?
Yes, I have. I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great.
Thank you. And you know what the prize is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's the right answer without saying what it is.
Very good.
Right. Okay. And I'm hoping to get it because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Okay, listen, we're not carrying this contest into tomorrow because this is the guy that Joe had on the phone who we mistakenly hung up on.
Yeah, and he played by the rules and he called him before the end of the show.
Scott, congratulations.
Oh, great.
You're going to be going on the date with Steffi and with Bob, the guy from the Bronx.
Great. Can't wait.
Okay, thank you for listening. Hold on a second.
Thank you for giving me this treat. It's been so long.
Okay, hold on a second. And when they go on the date, I guess Lisa's going to work out the details. We'll have a camera crew along to get, I don't think anybody wants to see the actual.
Smell-o-vision.
See the gobbling of the gonads. But I
think break the seal.
We can most likely get a picture of her and of the two guys up on one of our websites.
Don't break the seal. Somebody bombed a Red Cross facility in Kabul today, which was stocked with food for the people starving under Taliban rule. At first, it was thought that the U.S. may have struck it by accident, and although that's still a possibility, now the U.S. is saying it may have been hit by errant anti-aircraft fire. In sports, a New York Jets player is accused of bringing an assault weapon to Giant Stadium. Free safety Damian Robinson was charged with...
No good.
Weapon was found in his sport utility vehicle.
Wow, you really didn't want the other team to score.
As he entered the stadium on Sunday.
Freeze, MF-er. You know what? They're playing the Rams this weekend. I guarantee that'll stop Marshall Faulk.
Absolutely. He was allowed to play against the Dolphins and was arraigned after the game. Robinson, who heard the government say the U.S. could be targeted by terrorists over the weekend, faces up to 5 years prison if convicted. He's out now on $7,500 bail. Jets coach Herman Edwards says Robinson, quote, made a silly mistake.
Jets ball, first and 10. Scratch that, Rams ball, first and 10 on the Jets 24. Five wide outs. Marshall Faulk in motion. Warner gives the ball to Faulk, and he's down.
Oh, hey, they came to play today. Finally.
Hold on, he's up again. He breaks the tackle.
That ought to do it. It doesn't just happen here. A family in Sweden is traumatized after finding a dead mouse at the bottom of their potato chip bag. Quoting the mom, "We nearly threw up. They tasted funny and chewy.
Ah!
A bit extra spicy."
Good, good.
He likes them. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don and Mike Gutterballs, our bowling team. Tomorrow night is bowling night. We'd love to see you. We're going to be out at Bowl America in Burke, Virginia, playing an all-female team, the Ball Busters. See you there. Our thanks to Sheila today. That website, I keep forgetting, it's Steffi.
Steffi.
Did I say Sheila?
Yes, Sheila.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Dan, under they're all Sheilas. Her website is www.xxxbiker.com. That's it. Also, thanks to Simply Wireless and simplywireless.com for giving us all the money that we're giving away. Tomorrow on the show, I promise we're going to be discussing the Dennis Murphy porno. The Dennis Murphy porno movie, which is going to be a reality.
Once again, don't break the seal.
And tomorrow also, from King of Queens, Leah Remini, and some new hot POA from Mad TV. Her name is Nicole Sullivan.
Okay, fantastic.
Coming on Take the Sex Quiz. That is on tomorrow's episode. We will see you then for the all-new episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, got to call 100.
Yeah, no, sorry. You gotta be assertive, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I'm caller 100.
See, that's how you do it. How's that? What's your name?
Matt.
Where are you from, Matt?
Germantown.
Matt, WWF No Mercy prize pack from Comcast, Cox Cable, WWF No Mercy. In demand in your home Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Everybody else call Comcast or Cox Cable. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks. That's great.
You're very welcome. And we will see everyone tomorrow with the new episode. Thank you and good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you, Don.
And Robbie.
I said good day.
Good day to you, sir. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it
after all. Oh,
hey, we will see you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 11.